following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Volleyball on River 92.7 is brought to you by Bank West, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Capital City, Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, and the Brittany Shufflebind Agency. Governor Volleyball is brought to you by Linz Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, American Bank and Trust, Yesway, Pier Regional Airport, Nystrom Electrical Contracting, and Access Health Fort Pierre. And Governor Volleyball is brought to you in part by Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, TMA, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Lariat Lanes, Wegner Auto, Gators Pizza, Pasta and Subs, and Bauman Lumber. These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Volleyball, Potsdam Agency, State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Pierre Governor Volleyball.
Hey, and a very good Friday evening, everybody. Another night of high school volleyball and a night that is normally reserved for football this time of year. Football comes tomorrow when the Pierre Governors host the Mitchell Colonels in their season opener tonight. Again, reserved for volleyball at Riggs High Gym. And tonight, the Governors, off of a Tuesday season opening victory in four sets over the Watertown Arrows, welcome in the Rapid City Stevens Raiders, an old rival from out west coming into Riggs High Gym tonight. Rapid City Stevens starting their season this evening, this matchup here at Riggs High Gym. We're glad to have you aboard, along with Jordan Lutmer, who will run camera tonight for Live Ticket. You can watch this video, the video stream of this match at drgnews.com and the River 92.7 page, or you can see it through gogovs.live as well. But we've also got Heather Williams running our show in studio tonight. So we thank them for doing what they're doing, and thank you for joining us for our coverage of Governor Volleyball tonight. Got a lot to come up. We'll start with a look around the state in high school volleyball in this opening week of the season. We've got coaches' comments and keys to success with Pierre head coach Tiffany Stoser in just a little bit, and starting lineups and a whole lot more all on the way. We'll begin with that look at the state of volleyball after we start with an opening three-minute timeout as you listen to Pierre Governor Volleyball as the Pierre pregame brought to you by the Becky Potsdam State Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre. Lady Governor Volleyball is on River 92.7, drgnews.com.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsdam State Farm is your central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsdam State Farm. They'll take care of all of your insurance and financial service needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsdam State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Beck Motor Company is here for you. With new inventory arriving daily, our selection is excellent and sure to fit your budget. If you don't see what you're looking for, we'll find it for you. If you're thinking of a new Chevrolet or Cadillac, now is the time to get that order in. Thanks for your loyalty. Beck-Motors.com.
Every day, Dakota Storm Roofing. It's a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
One team. The Pierre governors know what that means. And so do the men and women of the Hughes County Sheriff's Office. No matter how good you are, a good team makes you better. To be the best, that takes teamwork. If you want to know more about the Hughes County Sheriff's Office and their 361 team, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office and the Pierre Govs, winning teams.
Welcome back to Riggtide Gym, Pierre, South Dakota, as we bring you high school volleyball tonight. Our broadcast originates from the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. Our thanks to Sheriff Callahan and the men and women of the Sheriff's Department for doing what they do. All first responders deserve a pat on the back as well. And again, thanks to them for giving us a place to sit on the upper west side of Riggtide Gym, the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. Well, let's start our broadcast with taking a look around the state of volleyball, the way things have happened so far in this season. 19 teams in Class AA, four of which have yet to play a match. That does include Rapid City Stevens, whom we'll see tonight. Rapid City Central also, we will see them tomorrow. Mitchell and Huron have yet to start their season. Mitchell actually will be hosting Sturgis tonight as Rapid City Central goes to Aberdeen Central this evening. As Stevens will head up there tomorrow, Central will come here for a 2 o'clock first serve, and we'll have that for you here on River 92.7. But here's what has happened so far this week as the governors with a four-set win over Watertown the other night, 20-25, 25-13, 25-20, and 25-23. Good battle, some good things for that first match with the governors, but you know, some things that need to be cleaned up as well, and we'll talk with Coach Tiffany Stoser about that and keys to success coming up in just a little bit. Meanwhile, Aberdeen Central got a win in the ESD, 3-1 over Brookings. It was O'Gorman sweeping Yankton and no problem at all, 3-0. Washington swept Sioux Falls Lincoln in Sioux Falls 3-0. Good match between Jefferson and Roosevelt as the Cavaliers win that one 15-13 in the fifth in a 3-2 victory. Belle Fouche swept Sturgis out west, and Douglas, who the governors will see out west next Thursday, did defeat St. Thomas More in 5 games, and the fifth one went down the wire, and then some 16-14, the Patriots with the win in that one. Then Douglas turned around and played Rapid City Christian last night, but did come up short 3-1. Rapid City Christian, a future opponent for the governors, got the win in that one. Also out west, Spearfish started their season with a 3-0 sweep of Red Cloud out of Class A. Back in the ESD, Harrisburg, boy, did they impress last night in sweeping Brandon Valley in Brandon, 25-15, 25-11, 25-13, all Harrisburg in that one. O'Gorman still strong, 3-0. They sweep Roosevelt in Sioux Falls. Yankton fell to second ranked in Class A, Dakota Valley, in straight sets last night. Scheduled for tonight, 3 AA matches, including the Rapid City Schools at Pierre and Aberdeen. Stevens here, Central is up in Aberdeen, and we mentioned Sturgis playing at Mitchell tonight. Tomorrow, the Rapid City Schools flip-flop venues as Central comes here for a 2 o'clock first serve, and we'll be on the air at about 1:30 tomorrow. Rapid City Stevens plays at Aberdeen Central tomorrow afternoon as well. And then the Huron Invitational takes place tomorrow. 6 teams from the East, Huron, Mitchell, Brookings, Brandon Valley, Harrisburg, and Watertown will take on five teams from the West in Sturgis, Spearfish, Douglas, Sioux Falls, well, and then add Sioux Falls Christian and Chester. So three teams from the West and a Class A and a Class B team from the eastern part of the state, Sioux Falls Christian and Chester, joining the mix in that Huron Invitational. Should be a full day of volleyball in Huron tomorrow. A couple of things to look at in the week ahead with the upcoming schedule. Rapid City Stevens after tonight. Well, we'll go to Aberdeen tomorrow, as mentioned, but then they will have a tournament at Gillette, Wyoming, along with Rapid City Central. They'll both go to Gillette next Friday and Saturday. Pierre, as mentioned, has Douglas on Thursday night in Box Elder, and then I'm guessing they'll just stay in the hills. They've got Sturgis Friday night, Spearfish Saturday afternoon. All of those matches will be heard on River 92.7. By the way, 7 o'clock Central Time, the airtime, and a 7:30 Central Time first serve on that Douglas match on Thursday. So that's what's to come in the state of volleyball for Class AA. And so we'll take a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back, have a chat with Tiffany Stoser, the Peer Governor head coach, in our coaches' comments and keys to success on the way next. Before we send you to break, we'll remind you that the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being a part of a team, and they remind us all to buckle up every trip, every time, with the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Keys are next, sponsored by Central Dakota Eye Care in Peer, as you're listening to Peer Governor Volleyball.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? Live Ticket TV has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress, paid training will be provided. Part-time wages start at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest-growing companies in South Dakota.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Peer can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Peer at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering, what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Ranky Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, proven adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors LLC and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Central Dakota Eye Care continues to grow. Hi, this is Dr. Matthew Blazek. I've recently joined the practice at Central Dakota Eye Care. I'm excited to move back to Peer, and I am accepting new patients of all ages. We offer state-of-the-art equipment, trained staff, and the best selection of eyewear and contact lenses. Regular, yearly, comprehensive eye exams are key to finding eye problems before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 for an appointment. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Peer. Better vision for a great life.
All right, here we go. Keys to success in match number two for the season for the Governor girls volleyball squad off of an opening night win Tuesday night. Coach Tiffany Stoser over Watertown, and a really good win in the fact that you knew that was going to be a good opponent. I really think it's great to have a good test like that your first night out. And even though it was a slow start, you kind of righted the ship and you got really what you wanted out of match number one.
Yeah, if you can beat a team like Watertown, that's always good. You know, I'm glad we got that game out of the way. I'm glad we walked away with a win on a good ESD opponent. Took away a lot. We have a lot to work on. And the girls knew that when we were done. So we spent a lot of time this week trying to prepare for game two, which I think will be much the same.
We talked a little bit about how many mistakes there were. And, I mean, really, errors plus the serving errors that you had. And you mentioned that post game the other night. But definitely maybe a case where they knew there's room for improvement. And it's a long season, but maybe improvement starts tonight.
Yep. Yeah, there was a lot of room for improvement. Like I said, we're always happy with the win against a team like that. But I knew that wasn't, we were more capable than we showed on Tuesday night. And so I'm looking for a quick start tonight and a little bit stronger execution.
So the last couple of days in practices, what were you focusing on?
Yep, primarily defense. We've got to be able to get that ball up if we can and make a good pass out of it, turn it into something constructive. So, we didn't spend as much time on our offense. I think that's there if we get defensively play our game. And we seem to gain some momentum when we play well defensively. So that was what we focused on most this week.
Another good opponent tonight with Rapid City Stevens. And you've been kind of accustomed to playing this team early in the season for a number of years now. But, it's still another team that no matter what they end up with, maybe early season, end of the season, doesn't matter when you play them. This is a good, good opponent.
Yeah, Stevens is always good, and they just reload. You know, I know they had a few seniors that played last year that graduated, but they always find somebody to just jump in and do the same good job. So, always nervous to play Stevens. I don't know a lot about this team. They haven't played yet this year, so I haven't got to watch much on them. Don't know much about their players, but I know what kind of program they come from, and I know they bring athletes every time.
Now, you mentioned Watertown. It was their first match, obviously, your first match Tuesday night, but you had seen some of them playing over the summer. That's
right.
Not necessarily the case here with Stevens?
No, we didn't see them at the same team camps. You know, I think they have a lot of West River camps that they went to. I know they were busy in the offseason. I saw pictures of them winning tournaments, you know, throughout Wyoming and southwestern South Dakota, but we just didn't run into each other. So I know they were active all off season, all summer, and they've been playing together for a while.
Well, at least on paper, what do you see matchup wise? Their height at the net, what do they have, and what do you expect out of their back row tonight?
Yeah, I think their back row is going to be quick. Nothing too tall that we haven't seen before. Their middle hitters look to be right around 6 foot, you know, which can be expected at double A level, but smaller back row, so I'm expecting quick defense, just like always. And then they have fast approaches, so even when they're not very tall, they come in and they come hard on the outside, so expecting that tonight as well.
Always see those quick sets with them. And,
yeah.
And you're starting to put some good quick sets together. Let's talk about offensive keys to success. I think maybe consistency is something, obviously it's always the one thing you want to see more than anything is good consistent play, but even early in the season, you'd like a more consistent effort tonight.
Yeah, you know, one thing I was pleased with, it was our hitting percentages across the board were really good on Tuesday night. Really, really good. Better than I thought. So that was good. What I want is a balanced attack, though. We can't just depend on Kaiser. We can't just depend on Terwilliger. You know, we have to have all six of them able to swing the ball tonight so that keep their blockers guessing. We want to spread them out, go one-on-one against a blocker instead of, you know, have them have a wall against us. So we're going to keep it balanced. We want our setters moving the ball around. And if we have everybody dialed in, then we're a pretty tough offense.
And how'd you feel about communication? Obviously going to be another key tonight.
Yeah, definitely could improve. I wasn't unhappy with it, but we could pick it up. Let our hitters know what's available. That's one thing we're working on with our passers right now. You know, you got line shot here, you got cross court here. What do you have, tip? A little bit better communication from back to front, but not too bad.
Okay, Coach, looking forward to it. Go get them again, all right?
Thanks, Brian.
She's Stephanie Stoser, the head coach of the Peer Governors. As coaches' comments and keys to success are brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Peer. We heard from them a little bit ago. Keys to success from the Rapid City Stevens side. Head coach Elizabeth Pendergraft did not feel like chatting with the media tonight, so that's quite all right. We do expect, obviously, a good matchup from Rapid City Stevens, even if Coach Stoser not too familiar with this Stevens team. And to be honest, I look up and down this lineup and there aren't a lot of names that I'm used to seeing. A couple of seniors that will certainly lead the way. Carson Mettler, a six-footer who can set but also hit from the outside, kind of like Lily Sanchez for the Governors, but a little bit bigger, so she can move around the floor very well. Macy Wathen is another to watch in the middle, and we'll talk more about them when we look at starting lineups in a bit. But I think there are some people definitely that that the Governors are going to have to deal with, especially in the attack, that that they'll certainly have to know where they're at all times. And if they can get if the Governors can get balls down to the back row and out of the reach of a good sophomore libero and Sidney Wathen, maybe Pierre can get the upper hand early and maybe often, but we'll find out as our keys to success materialize. Once again, those coming to us courtesy of Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. Let's go for 2 minutes this time. Our Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show will continue. Starting lineups coming up next as you're listening to Governor Volleyball, River 92.7, your official voice of the Governors, and DRGNews.com.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota wants your trade. We also want any vehicle that you might be willing to part with. So much so that we'll give you an additional $200 Peer Pride dollars when you trade or when you let us buy your vehicle. Yes, $200 Peer Pride dollars when you trade or when you sell your vehicle to Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota. Stop in at 518 East Sioux Avenue in Peer. Call 605-224-7378 and visit CapitalCityFordToyota.com.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
Back at Rick, continuing the pregame show, and it is time for the starting lineup. Starters are brought to you by Envirotech in Pierre. Here's what we know about the Pierre Governors as a familiar lineup from a year ago and more of the same this season so far, as beginning with Lily Sanchez, the senior setter, who will also hit from the right side a lot of the time this evening, and second setter is Elise Christofferson, the junior, and also defensive specialist. The hitters include McKenna Schleckaway in the middle, Reese Terwilliger. Schleckaway, by the way, a senior, Terwilliger a junior, and well, let's not forget about Remington Price on the outside, the senior, and Avery Kaiser, who had 13 kills to lead the way in the four-set win over Watertown the other night. Avery, the senior, at 5'11". So Price, Sanchez, Schleckaway, Christofferson, Kaiser, and Terwilliger are the starting rotation. Off the bench, we'll see Michaela Sherwood, a junior in the front row, rotating along with Elise Christofferson, and Hannah Lemieux will come in and do some serving, a senior from time to time. The libero is Lainey Rinke. She is a junior roaming the back row for the 1-0 Peer Governors and their head coach, Tiffany Stoser, who is assisted by Alexis Terwilliger, Chloe Kaiser, Taylor Hyde, and Kim Byerly. Starting lineups for the Governors, sponsored by Envirotech in Peer, and we'll hear about what Rapid City Stevens will bring to the floor after this from Envirotech in Peer.
Envirotech makes life a little bit simpler. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what is handed to you, Envirotech has you covered. One call is all it takes to have easy setup, easy pickup, and easy payment. Call Envirotech at 605-224-4804 or use their website to pay your bill online at envirotechwaste.com. Use their mobile app, Waste Connect. Check their website or receive a robocall for collection schedule because of weather or holidays. Envirotech has you covered.
At Envirotech with the starters for the Rapid City Stevens Raiders. They begin their season tonight here on the road at Riggs High Gym, and they will begin with this lineup, a defensive specialist, a 5'7 junior is Grace Iceland, and setter, as we mentioned, a 6-foot senior, Carson Mettler, a good one, and she'll be able to take some swings from up front if she gets set up as well. Other hitters include a 5'8 senior in the middle, Claire Fierro. Ava Mitchell is a 5'10 junior, middle or right side specialist, and in the middle also middle hitter 5'9 junior Alexa Morin Baxter, and then the senior hitter in the middle is a 5'10 Macy Wathen as well. So Fierro, Mitchell, Mettler, Morin Baxter, Iceland, and Wathen are the starting rotations. Sydney Wathen, the sophomore at 5'6 in the back row, she'll wear the white jersey for Rapid City Stevens tonight when everybody else will be in royal blue. Elizabeth Pendergraft is the head coach of Rapid City Stevens, assisted by Sherry Kafka, Carly Knoll, Emily Kulish, and Rochelle Orline. Those are your starting lineups that are brought to you by the folks of Envirotech in Peer. Another starting lineup to bring to you is the naming of tonight's game officials. They are the Law on the Court. They're sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. Hear this important message, and our game officials are next. This is Governor Volleyball.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax returns, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information, such as bank and credit card account numbers, social security number, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions, trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think somebody has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-300-1986.
From the Attorney General's Office Consumer Protection Division, we give you the Law on the Court tonight. And officiating tonight's action will be Scott Wagner and Tim Neihart at the net. Stephanie Jetland and Todd Sandel are line judges this evening. Thanks to all high school sports officials for doing what is oftentimes a thankless job. Once again, Scott Wagner, Tim Neihart, Steph Jetland, and Todd Sandel. Tonight's Law on the Court, sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. Once again, football is tomorrow night to open the Peer Governors season. The five-time defending 11AA champion Peer Governors entertain the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame tomorrow right here on your official home of the Governors, River 92.7, and live streaming with the help of Live Ticket at drgnews.com. We'll be at Hollister Field for that. Meantime, we'll be right here at Riggs High Gym tomorrow afternoon for a 1:30 pre-game as the Governors will entertain Rapid City Central in a 2 o'clock first serve scheduled. And that one, Central is at Aberdeen tonight to take on the Golden Eagles. But here this evening, it's Peer and it's Rapid City Stevens. And it'll be next after this 3-minute timeout. Our Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show continues. You're listening to Peer Governor Volleyball on River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Peer is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Peer, your hometown neighborhood market.
Hey.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. Terry Becker already had achieved success as a boys basketball coach leading Del Rapids St. Mary to the 2004 Class B Championship. Then he kept that success going after coming to Pierre. Under Becker, the Governor's made 10 state tournaments in his 17 seasons in the capital city, including a AA state championship in 2013 and a runner-up finish in 2006. Terry Becker, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
American Bank and Trust is inspired to give back to the Pierre community through the Pierre Spirit Card program. Show your local school spirit with a debit card showing the Pierre Governor's logo and give back to the Pierre School District. For each purchase made with a Spirit Card, AB&T will donate a percentage of the purchase back to the Pierre School District. Call or stop into your local branch today for more details and sign up for the Pierre Spirit Card with American Bank and Trust. Go Governors! Member FDIC.
ComTech has your technology solutions. Check out their showroom located right off the truck route on Irwin Street. Come in and see what you've been missing. A large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. Wishing all athletes the best of luck in today's competition. ComTech, come see what you've been missing.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM, Pierre. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Back at Ringside Gym as the starting lineups are being announced on the floor, courtesy of Ryan Monson, the PA announcer. I'm Brian Oakland with the play-by-play of Governor Volleyball tonight. Heather Williams in studio, Jordan Lutmer running camera for live ticket. And you can see this match as well as hear it at drgnews.com, the River 92.7 page. Other sports that are going on again Friday night under the lights is occurring in central South Dakota. We do have football on the air this evening, 94.5 KPLO as Miller Highmore Herald hosting the Mount Vernon Plankets and Titans as that one kicks off here at 7 o'clock as we've just hit the top of the hour. Also, the Stanley County Buffaloes on KGFX AM. I don't know if they've ever played the DeSmet Bulldogs before, but they are playing them tonight in DeSmet. So a little ways east on Highway 14, David Burrell is there to call the Buffaloes and the Bulldogs on KGFX AM. Other action on other stations of DRG Media Group as well. And, of course, the Governors open up their season against Aberdeen Central, a team they defeated in the semifinals to punch their ticket to the Dakota Dome a year ago. Playing tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Hollister Field, 6:30 with that airtime right here on River 92.7. Other things that have happened in Governor sports so far this week, of course, the volleyball team defeated Watertown on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, the Governor golf team set a school record in winning the Pierre Invitational. Soccer lost both girls and boys games to Aberdeen on Tuesday, but beat both the girls and the boys teams from Sturgis at the PILC soccer fields last night. So both teams are 3-2. Cross country ran at Steamboat Park today. They'll go to Sioux Falls for their next meet next Friday. Soccer will go to Watertown this coming Tuesday and then host Mitchell next Thursday. The competitive cheer and dance team also begins their season with a meet, a competition at Watertown tomorrow. And the girls tennis team has matches this weekend of the Rapid City Invitational. They had a couple of duels yesterday and today. They've lost to Rapid City Stevens 7-2, but wins over Brandon Valley 5-4, and Rapid City Christian 9-0 have their duel mark up to 7-2 on the season. First serve of the night in each of our sets is brought to you by Comtech Communication and Electronic Services in Pierre. And it'll be the Governors who won the toss. They'll serve first, and you'll be watching this when you see the full court view on the live ticket live stream. The Governors in home white with the green numbers and trim will be heading from left to right, hitting from left to right. Stevens in royal blue with the silver and white trim will return from right to left. Here's Price's Comtech opening serve played up by the Raiders right up to the front row, but Elise Christofferson will get a dig right away off of the first attack. Stevens will get it back off of a tapper, though, and then they'll swing from the outside left, and Alexa Morin-Baxter will put the first point down of this one for the visiting Raiders. That was the first volley for Stevens all season long as they are opening their season tonight. Going to be loud here. The Governors in a grout fit theme tonight. They're wearing all gray. And, boy, Rapid City Stevens has a great contingent here. A lot of players plus a lot of parents making the overnight trip to Pierre and Aberdeen today and tomorrow. A little tapper on the run from Kaiser across the net, but Stevens returns it on the second hit. Kaiser with her first swing of the night, and she'll hit it and score. Avery Kaiser on the set assist from Lily Sanchez. Kaiser again going to be the leader all season long, as expected. Here comes Reese Terwilliger, though, to serve. See a Governor rotation. Brings up the hard-hitting junior. She'll send a line drive across. Good pass on the set for Stevens. Morin Baxter gets it away to Terwilliger in the back row. Now behind the 10-foot line, Kaiser unable to get this one down in good space there. It's a little bit wide from left to right, and Stevens will get the point on the Governor hitting error. Here's the libero, Sydney Watson, serving for Stevens. Played up for Christofferson to Sanchez. Kaiser hits again, but it's a front row dig. Stevens will clear it away with two hands. Sanchez, to McKenna. Schleck away on the slide to the outside right. Schleck will hammer it through the block. It'll find its way down into the back row. And we've done nothing but trade side out so far. And we've got a 2-2 tie. Love the energy already. A Friday night without football in Pierre, no football in Fort Pierre, but there's a lot of people here at Rigside Gym tonight for a volleyball match. Palm shot from Kaiser gets the return away. Here's Morin Baxter, had to kind of collect herself. Lainey Rinking with a good dig. Schleckaway taps one away, but Stevens sets up the left-hand swinger on the right side this time, Carson Mettler. And Mettler will get that one to go. Thought it was 2-2 earlier. Now the scoreboard says 3-1. So, did Schleckaway not get that last point? I might be behind the times a little bit here, but I guess we'll have to stick with whatever the scoreboard says. It's 3-2. The leaner here, and Stevens on a block attempt will be in the net. Schleckaway had pushed it forward and maybe put it away. I thought she even brought the net down, but much well after Stevens had the net and defense first. Here's Kaiser with a service ace. A little bit of a misplay from Alexis Bielitz, a 5'3" junior defensive specialist. Might have been a little miscommunication there, but Kaiser, who had five aces on Tuesday night, starts with one here, gets another one as Bielitz a little tentative on this one as well. So now 4-3, our score. Governors with their first lead of the night. Kaiser has this one taken by Wathen, and then a good push up front down the sideline. Right side, good for Mettler, out of the reach of Lainey Rinke. Mettler rotates to serve with the left hand. Good hitter here, and this one played too close to the net. Sanchez able to keep it alive on the Pierce side, bumped out by Rinke. Now outside left for Stevens to Macy Wathen. She's denied by the Governors. Remy Price will take a swing, and the block is there for Stevens. They'll score the defensive point. Give credit to Ava Mitchell in the middle for Rapid City Stevens. I think already we can see this one's going to go back and forth all night long. Carson Mettler serves one away. Price will get it to Sanchez. Remy gets it right back, but Mettler with a good set dig up in the air. Now a chance for Watson again. Dig out by Kaiser in the back row. Palm shot here, not much on it from Price. Chance for Stevens to set up, but from the floor, Mettler has to clear it away. Schleckaway now in the corner. It's good. Sanchez to McKenna. Schleckaway. Max actually got three kills on the board already. I thought they took one away from her, but I think, I don't know. We won't worry about that right now. Let's go with Hannah Lemieux in to serve in a Governor 6-5 lead. Miss hit for Stevens, though, as they'll be short and into the net. Makes it 7-5. And the Governors now open up a two-point lead again. Had one at 5-3, now 7-5. Still in the early going. We're just underway. Set number one, racing to 25. You got to win by two in each of these sets, playing the best 3 out of 5. Stevens got the return of the serve back. Now on the move is Michaela Sherwood. Had to get a little close to the net, and her momentum takes her right into it. That'll be a net violation for Pier, their second error so far. Stevens' turn to serve. Ava Mitchell, 5'10 junior. Hits one away. Kaiser will play it right up to Sanchez. Quick swing. Boy, there's another net violation, and a delayed call, but they got it. Tim Neihardt right on top of it. Stevens with the error here, but you like the offense there. That was a good job of getting in system right away by the Governors off of that serve. They don't get an offensive point, but they'll take the point nonetheless. Here's Christofferson off the bench to serve, and an 8-6 lead. Macy Watson through the block. Bump set spike. Stevens makes quick work of that one, and they'll get the serve right back. 7-8 here. Another substitution, and Bielitz, who struggled through her first trip in the back row, comes out, and Alexa Moore and Baxter back in. Here's Eva Heinert, a 5'10 senior, to serve. Ooh, big swing by Sanchez. Better block, but a good keep alive by the Governors. They pushed it out of there. Now Moore and Baxter has a kill, her second of the night. Fifth for the Raiders unofficially in this first set, and we're tied at 8-8. Heinert ready to go again. Left-handed server. Price comes up to get it, leaves it with Christofferson. Quick set, and Terwilliger will put it home. Reese Terwilliger with her first kill. Let's give Pier 4 so far, but a 9-8 lead. Neither team has scored more than 2 points at a time thus far in the match. Govs lead by one. Price will serve. She was the first server, so her first full rotation complete. Goes middle back. Stevens gets it back up front in the middle. Hit out of the reach of Remy Price. Good for the kill. And Claire Fierro. First kill of the night for her. Tiffany Stoser, head coach of the Governors, says with the 6 weapons, especially up front, they need them all, do the Govs. But Stevens shows that they've got some weapons. They've got 4 people with kills already in this match. Macy Wathen back to serve will hit one too long and too strong. Our first service error of the night gives Pierce side out again. 10-9 now. Terwilliger serving back left. Pushed back up front. Here's Moore and Baxter a little bit wide. This time the Governors let it go. And the 4th error of the game gives the Governors a 2-point lead and a service point at that. 11-9 now. Here's 2 in a row for Pier to break that 9 all tie. Terwilliger hooks one out of bounds this time. Wanted to go to that back left spot once again, but couldn't keep it in play. And Sydney Watson is the server for Stevens. Still in a 1-point first set here. Rinke will play this one up. Sanchez has to run it down. Stays in the back row, but Price with an up-in-the-air attack. Watson with a nice laying out dig, and Schleckaway trying to block, but unsuccessful. This will be a point Once again for Alexa Morin-Baxter, the 5'9 junior, having a good start to this one. Now Stevens with a pair in a row. Morin-Baxter with her third kill, 11-11. Sanchez to Kaiser has to play it short with two hands. Free ball back, but this one too strong. Carson Mettler, feet on the floor. Goes long with that one, and the Governors dodge a bullet. Unforced error that time for Stevens. Christofferson checking out. Sherwood would now rotate off the bench up the front, up to the front row as Lily Sanchez serves. A good one. Stevens has to run it down. They'll scramble it across. Here's Rinke. Sanchez as Kaiser mishits, but Stevens is in the net. Avery kind of mistimed that one. I don't know if the set really got to where Avery was expecting it, but nonetheless, Stevens looking a little bit like Pierre did in that first set against Watertown the other night. Errors were a little too common, and mostly the variety of errors was of the net variety, not of the hitting variety. Stevens will have to clear that up a little bit as this match progresses. Now Price with the clear away from the back row. Here's a chance up front. Now Pierre is into the net. The Schleckaway was trying to block the Ava Mitchell attack. So Pierre will commit their third error. Once again, two is all the Governors can get in serve. Still, neither team has scored more than 3 points in one rally at a time. Alexis Bielitz off the bench. Serves it away. Chance for Sherwood to swing. This one threw a good block up front. Now they'll set up. That is Eva Heinert. As Pierre defends well. Cleared out by Price in the back row. She gets it right back on that second hit. Remy was waiting. Now, Kaiser is good. Sanchez to Kaiser once again. Boy, Avery Kaiser put that one home with authority, but you got to give a lot of credit to Remington Price. After a back row attack, she got one coming back to her very quickly, and she was ready for it. Got it in play. The Govs in system, and the Governors with the point. It's another serve by Kaiser. Bielitz with a misplay. Got it back. Now Rinke close to the net. Sanchez sets it back to Schleckaway. The McKenna a little bit wide on this attack. And another point to Stevens. 14-13. Still, neither team has led by more than 2 points in this first set. Carson Mettler to the back row to serve. Good job by Rinke to get to that one. But Pierre will free ball it back left to right. Here come the Raiders. Outside left, pull it down. And Macy Wathen gets it into the campfire out of the reach of Remy Price. Now two in a row for Stevens. As we're tied again, 14-14. Macy Wathen's second kill. Mettler spins the ball. Sends it to Rinke. Up to Sanchez. Close for being over the line, but she gets it to Price, and Remy will swing and score. And the Governors deny Stevens that opportunity to score three in a row. I think that's going to be a key number. If anybody can score three in a row tonight, that's officially going to give them a little bit of momentum. So far, neither team's been able to do that. Here's Hannah Lemieux off the bench. She'll serve it straight up the middle. Sydney Wathen playing it up, and they get it outside to the left, and swinging and scoring is Macy Wathen for the third time. Stevens in system there. 15-15. Ava Mitchell's turn to serve it away. Kaiser to Sanchez, and down it goes for Reese Terwilliger. Evenly matched so far. You see these two teams doing a lot of the same things to this point, and their ability to get in system, even though it's early in the season. I think right now I'm looking at a peer team that looks a lot better than they did, certainly first set, comparing from that match against Watertown the other night. They look really good, but so too does Stevens. Here's a second hit touch over with the two-hand set across for Lily Sanchez, and that's into a hitting error by Stevens. That'll be a kill for Lily. And the Governors get a service point with the Leafs. Christofferson ready to go again. Christofferson, though, misses this one into the net. That's the second service error for Pierce. 17-16, and even Pierce cannot get a third point in a row. Stevens led early 3-2. Pierce has led since 4-3. We've had a lot of ties along the way. Set number one, trying for 25. Good swing for Sanchez. Christofferson off of the block will shove it back on the second hit. Now a chance for Stevens. Good block there. Terwilliger and Price teaming up. We stay alive, though. Christofferson to Sanchez, outside to Price. Not a lot on it, but over the block and down. And it's good for Remington Price. Another side out. A good job for Pierre to keep that one alive. So Price and the Governors with a two-point advantage as this first set moves along. 18 serving 16. Mettler setting up here in a push outside. Too wide, though. Near side for Claire Fierro. And stop the presses. We've got a three-point lead for one of these teams. It's 19-16. And the Governors have a little bit of a cushion now, but still quite a ways to go. Price still serving. Right back to the net as Kaiser tried to redirect it down. Three hits, not enough for Stevens. Give Avery another kill. And again, three hits, maybe a hitting error, but Avery Kaiser's placement of that two-hander is what started the trouble for Stevens, so I give her a kill on that. Four-point lead for the Governors. We've got a timeout called by the Raiders now. Timeouts in our broadcast brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling and Pier. Let's be back in 30 seconds more. Governor Volleyball coming up.
Yesway proudly supports the Pier Governors. Go Govs!
Let's go, team! Let's go!
After the game, Yesway Rewards members can cool down with two bottles of Gatorade Zero and save 5 cents per gallon of gas. Join now at yesway.com. Yesway, say yes to convenience.
Let's go, team! Let's go! Let's go, team! Let's go!
Yes. 20-16, the Governors in a very closely contested first set of the night, leading Rapid City Stevens. But again, at 19-16, it was the first time either team led by 3 points or more. Stevens has not led this first set by any more than one, but the Governors trying to open things up a little bit now and continue momentum out of that Coca-Cola timeout as Remington Price continues in serve. Macy Watson from the right side gets one back. Dug out by Christofferson. Sanchez will then feed to Avery Kaiser, who's got a couple in a row here, and now the Governor's starting to feel pretty good about where they're at here. Four in a row in serve for Remy Price. 21-16. You can hear the Governor fans getting into it a little bit more. Price with a good line drive. Oh, and a miscommunication here. Macy Wathen with a bump across, which was a mistake on her part. She did not mean to put that one across, but Sanchez wanted to get up and hammer it home. The ball was a little bit too high. Christofferson couldn't handle it behind her. Give Wathen a gift kill on that one, but it'll work for the Raiders to get a side out that they needed. Now a cross-court attempt right to left, and just missing is Reese Terwilliger. Five errors for the Governors. Be interested to have another look at that. That one might have hit the line, but ruled a little bit wide. Meanwhile, next serve. Rinke puts this one back over the net. Stevens had a chance, but Terwilliger bails him out. Kaiser shoves one out of there. Now the Governors get it right back. Avery Kaiser swings again. Left-leaning dig for Macy Wathen. Up front it goes to Morin Baxter. And Alexa Morin Baxter will get this one to go as she continues her good scoring. In this first set, for the first time in this first game, Stevens has scored three in a row, but they still trail by two, 21-19. Wathen, deep serve, played by Price. Now Kaiser gets one here, dig back over. Oh, it's on the line, right in the corner. The dig up front for Morin Baxter. I thought Price did the right thing in letting that one go. It certainly looked like it ricocheted a long way, but it was down. In fair play, four in a row for Stevens, and a five-point deficit is down to one. Timeout to the Governors this time, sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling. Grab a Coke, be back in 30 seconds. A good first set continues when we come back with Governor Volleyball.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Governor timeout, giving them a chance to try to refocus a little bit. They had a 21-16 lead. They built some momentum, but suddenly Stevens now has scored four straight. And momentum is right back on the blue and white side. Macy Wathen out of the timeout continues in serve. Good pass right away from Rinke up to Christofferson. As Kaiser, though, is blocked by Carson Mettler. And the five-point deficit is gone for the Raiders now. Second block for the Raiders, resulting in a point, 21-21, we tie. Bryce this time in the return, Christofferson set, a little too close to the net. Stevens had the better of that. They clear it out. Now Terwilliger off the net is dug out, staying on the floor, clearing away. Second touch, Sanchez is good. The left-handed hook for Lily Sanchez puts the Governors back in front, 21-21 now, breaking that 21-21 tie. Big point there for Pierre. Now three away from claiming game one. Whoever wins this one going to feel like they've earned it. And they will have. Terwilliger's serve returned lightly by the Raiders. Here's a jump tap by Schleckaway, dug into the net. That'll work for the Governors. Alexa Morin-Baxter had to wait a little bit longer than she expected to on that. She dug it back into the net. The second touch was there, but nothing they could do. Schleckaway with the kill. Governors lead by two with two to go in the final timeout of game one for Rapid City Stevens. Another Coca-Cola timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Governor Volleyball.
Nystrom Electrical Contracting has quality electricians with decades of experience. They offer dependable installation for commercial and residential construction or day-to-day service. Whether you're looking for new construction or remodeling existing buildings or homes, contact your full-service electrical contractor, Nystrom Electric. Visit their website, nystromelectric.com, or call them for estimates on your next project at 605-224-8750. Nystrom Electrical Contracting in Pierre.
Close to finishing game number one, but still seems like a ways to go. It's 23-21. Reese Terwilliger out of the timeout. Sends one deep. It'll be an ace. Macy Wathen had to backpedal. She got it back in play, but it actually went to her right and near the scorer's table. That's a big, big ace for Reese Terwilliger. A good old peanut butter cup to put the Governors at set point here, 24-21, left to right, Reese across, right back to Macy Wathen. Mettler will set up on the slide, a lob hit, too long, too strong, and the Governors will finish with the last four in a row, and they'll take game number one on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. It's Pier 25, Rapid City Stevens 21, the scoreboard from Gales Gas Service in Pier. As you listen to Pier Governor Volleyball in your official home of the Governors, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com. Volleyball sponsored in part by your peer sports marketing partners, who include Wagner Auto, Stelkin Peterson, Lingle, Walti Jones, LLP, the South Dakota National Guard, Red Rosa, Pitts Design and Build, Peer Dental Clinic, and the Peer Area Chamber of Commerce, Olinger Law Firm, Iceberg Funeral Home, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, and your good buddies, us, James River Broadcasting and DRG Media Group, the official home of the Governors. Pier Sports Marketing Partners. We're back in 90 seconds. Game number two is next as the Governors win the first one on River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
Access Health Fort Pier welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Fort Pier, assuring access to quality health care.
health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre, Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at 605-224-5588.
Hello and welcome back to Ringside Gym. A fun first set of the night. Back and forth, back and forth. It wasn't until Pierre went up 19-16 that either team led by 3 points. In fact, got a 21-16 lead. Stevens countered with five in a row to tie it at 21. But this game of streaks and a game of momentum had the Governors get the last, say, four in a row to finish that one off, 25-21. Pierre out killing Stevens 13-12 in the first set. And the errors, including the last one for Stevens, giving them eight in that game. Pierre had five. Pierre with three service aces to none for Stevens. Stevens did have a couple of solo blocks, though, that directly resulted in points. Pierre did not have any of those as of yet. But the Governors win the first one by four, and they'll strike first here, one set to none. Once again, high school football is on the air tomorrow night. Governors will open up the season against the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles, the same team they played the last time they played at Hollister Field. That was in the semifinals a year ago. Of course, the Governors went on to that memorable come-from-behind state championship win over T Area. It's T Area hosting Huron tonight. We'll get some football scores passed along as this match continues. We go to game number two. Stevens puts the contact first serve into play. Reese Terwilliger with a first swing on return, but a good dig by Rapid City Stevens, returning it back. Pierre has the play this time. Christofferson too strong on the back set, redirected by Sanchez over. Pierre is into the net, but the tapper is good nonetheless for Claire Fierro, who will score first for Stevens. See, they would give Pierre the error, but I think since that one comes down, I call that a kill. So that's an unofficial kill for Claire Fierro. Macy Wathen first serving for Stevens here in the second set. Pierre keeps it in the back row, but a good attack here by Avery Kaiser, assisted by Elise Christofferson. Kaiser with her fifth kill. She'll match Alexa Morin-Baxter with match high honors so far. All of that action done in the back row for the Governors on that particular point. Remy Price will serve first for Pierre in the second set. Right up the middle to the back row. Here's Morin Baxter taking the lead in the match again out of the reach of Lainey Rinke in the back of the Pierre line. Morin Baxter with six. And so far, even though it's just underway, this second game beginning a lot like the first set did, trading side out. Sydney Wathen, sophomore libero, serving. Kaiser got the swing. Actually, she had the return, got it to Sanchez, and then ran right up to the front, hammers it through the block into a lift by the Stevens front line. Kaiser will swing and score again. 2-2 now. Reese Terwilliger off of the service point, gets one to the back, and this one is just a little bit long. Good job by Stephanie Jetland. It looked like it was going to be on the back end line. It was just a couple inches long, and she changed her mind in motion. And just a little long for Terwilliger. The service error gets it back to Stevens. 3-2, Raiders. And they'll return the favor. Brianna Brewer checking in, a 5'8 sophomore with her first serving opportunity, but comes up a little bit short. Here, a lot of footballers and a lot of Governor fans playing the games. I think this is a fun crowd. I think people on both sides having a good time. Here's a serve return error, miscommunication for Stevens. Carson Mettler's set over to Eva Heinert on the opposite side. Heinert, I think, thought somebody else was going to get that, but it just wasn't there. Peer with their first lead of game two, 4-3. There's a back row attack. Nicely done, Macy Watson. Laney Rinke's dig back to the net, and then it's put home by Ava Mitchell. She will score her first of the match. And it's 4-4. Carson Medler, talented six-footer, back to serve. Back set, Sanchez to Kaiser, kept alive off of a nice block. Macy Watson now up front. Heinert got it out of there. Rinke with a bump pass behind the line. Ten-footer is Kaiser. She is dug out now. It's Watson on that near side, and Remy Price unable to get to that one. Watson with her fifth kill. Stevens scores two in a row. Taking the lead back, 5-4. Mettler will serve again with a left hand. This will be an ace, the first of the night. Rinke and Kaiser both converged on that one. And they both got a piece of it, but knocked it away from each other, so to speak. And Carson Mettler with ace number one for the Raiders. Now Rinke calling off Kaiser on this one. Mettler on that lob serve. Good job by Rinke to cover up on the block, but hit number two is over but out of bounds from Schleckaway. Here we'll sort things out. Coach Kim Byerly up off of her chair just to tell everybody to settle down. First error for Peer in the second game. Stevens with a three-point lead, now four, as Carson Mettler gets an ace through the back row. Rinke misplays that one, and it's 8-4. Stevens' biggest lead in game number one was one. Now they lead by four here in the second, early, 8-4. Kaiser gets it back from Sanchez. She'll use the net and put this one down in the middle. Bump set spike for the Governors here, and ending five straight, scored by Rapid City Stevens. Five serving eight. Kaiser's turn to serve. She'll play through the back row. Now Watson comes up front for Stevens, and she'll get one to go. Macy Watson swinging well. And the Governors, an early timeout here in game number two. Another timeout sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling, your favorite Coke products. Go grab one. Be back in 30 seconds. We're in the second set. The Governors have the first one so far. You're listening to Peer Governor Volleyball.
Hi, this is Jenna with Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our competitive rates and refinance with us. We offer the first 90 days no payment and $75 in your pocket after finalization. Come see us at 1525 North Garfield Avenue and see why we are big on you. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. All deposits insured up to $250,000 by NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Back at ringside is Rapid City Stevens trying to show what they're capable of here. Their first match of the season, Peer playing match number two, beating Watertown Tuesday night. Peer wins the first set 25-21, but Stevens leading the second so far 9-5. Glad to have you back here, Brian Oakland, with the play-by-play. Volleyball tonight against Stevens, volleyball tomorrow afternoon against Rapid City Central, and then football tomorrow night against Aberdeen Central, all here on River 92.7. Here with a free ball on the return of serve. But they'll get it free balled right back to him. Rinke pushes a pass up to Michaela Sherwood off the net. Dug right back to Peer. Chance to get in system. Quick set. And a good job by Sanchez to keep the block alive. Now Price, a little nonchalant on a free ball attempt, leaves it into the net. And Peer with a bit of an unforced error. Good job played by Peer on that point, but they just couldn't get the continuation. Ava Mitchell serves. Rinke to Sanchez. Behind her, it'll go to Schleckaway. And she is dug out. Here's Kaiser trying to run one down. Good hustle by Sanchez, but unable to keep it in play. And that's another kill this time for Carson Mettler. 11-5. Stevens starting to build a bit of a cushion here. Governor's trying to stop the bleeding a bit. Get back into this one. Sanchez pushes one back, and Schleckaway able to bump it over without touching the net. And this one for Stevens does not clear the net. They got it back to the middle, but a little bit mistimed by Claire Fierro. Governors will get a break, and they'll get side out back. So Stevens scored five in a row to go up 8-4. Here with one side out, Stevens scores three more after that to go up 11-5. Now the Governors with a side out trailing 6-11. This is Hannah Lemieux to serve. Close to the net. Mettler keeps it alive. Back to Wathen. Couldn't get a lot on it. Kaiser is there. Up to Sanchez. Now Price with a shot. Stevens was just in the net, I believe, but we play on, and Stevens will swing and score. Looked like Stevens defensively against Remy Price might have rattled the top of the net, but tough to see a lot of the time, and Macy Wathen continues to swing a hot bat, to use a baseball analogy. 12-6, Stevens will get the serve back. If you're watching this one full court view, it's right to left for Stevens in blue. Eva Heinert serving. Well played by Kaiser up to Sanchez, but a miss hit here for Reese Terwilliger. The Governors continue to reel just a little bit. They're not making a lot of errors in the stat column. Only three in this second set, but they're just not getting the plays that they want. Here's another one. Dig, or the return on it by a diving Kaiser back to the net. Good lob serve here by Heinert. That'll result in an ace. Three aces now for Stevens in game number two. I'll take that back. Not an ace. That was blocked home, according to the stat board, by Claire Fierro. Tapper out here on the return by Price. Wathen swings again, but Kaiser stares that one down. Now a bump pass by Sanchez. Little block back to her. Setting up Kaiser on the line. Good. Back row attack for Avery Kaiser. Four kills in this game for Aves. Eight in the ball in the match overall. 14-7 now. But a 5 and a 3 and a 3-point rally for Stevens against just a few side outs for the Governors. And another side out here as Macy Wathen swings through the block, gets it to go. Stevens looking very good so far here in game two, 15-7. They have the lead. Couple of football scores and DRG Media Group Station. Stanley County trailing DeSmet 14-0 at the end of one. That's on KGFX AM. KPLO with a defensive battle. Miller Highmore Herald and Mount Vernon Plankton scoreless in the second quarter. Governor's unable to get a return of serve here. A little bit longer conversation in the huddle this time after the point. 16 serving 7. Macy Wathen, who's played well up front. It's a good serve in the back that hits Price up high. But there's another back row swing and score for Avery Kaiser. Christofferson with the dish on that one. Price, Christofferson, Kaiser. Avery now up to 9 kills unofficially in this match. Side out to Pierce, 16-8, though Stevens still comfortably in front. Price is served, played up, this one, through the block, it's down, good for Alexa Morin-Baxter. Rapid City Stevens is not messing around. On those Pierce serves, they are getting quick points, and Tiffany Stoser will take her second and final timeout of this second game. Serve receive a bit of a bugaboo right now for the Governors. See if they can sort some things out. And this Coca-Cola timeout, we're back at 30 seconds, sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling in Pier. Governor Volleyball on River 92.7.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Back we are, Rick's High Gym, as we continue. Pierre trying to solve the momentum that Rapid City Stevens has going here in this second game after Pierre ended up winning the first one, 25-21. Sydney Wathen serving it away out of that timeout. Played to Kaiser, to Christofferson, to Williger on the right side. Denied, but three hits not going to do it for Stevens this time, so call that a hitting error. Started with a good swing from Twilliger, who will rotate to serve now. Here for the first time in quite some time in game two, holding Rapid City Stevens to just one serve and done. In that service run, Terwilliger with a good angle. From right to left, Morin Baxter tried to play it up. If it wasn't, Morin Baxter or maybe Grace Iceland, a defensive specialist. And Reese Terwilliger with her second ace of the night. She has two. Kaiser has two for Peer. 10 serving, 17. Just what kind of momentum can the Govs get back here? Well, not enough. Tapper over, played by Kaiser, but out of the reach of anybody else. Give a kill here to Ava Mitchell for Stevens. Here goes two and done that time instead of just one and done. But Mr. Williger is out of the back row. Lainey Rinke will take her place. Lainey in black on black tonight as the libero. Here will play it up this time, a little bit of a slide, but it's just a tap from Schleckaway. Now shoved out on hit two by Stevens. Price to Christofferson across the way, and Kaiser hits this one upward and then outward. And that'll be an error by the Govs. Avery Kaiser's been swinging very well in this game from the back row, from behind the 10-foot line. That one, though, a little bit too much. Price plays this one up. Sanchez sees the opening, and she'll get that left-handed hook down in the campfire. Big point for Peer. They could really use a big run here, trailing by 8 at 11-19. Sherwood in up front. Christofferson out of the back row. Misplay there, but bail out by Stevens. Now Stevens brings the net down on a Schleckaway tap, and this one is seen. Error number 4 for the Raiders in game 2. Point to Peer, 12-19. Peer will try to make their way back a little bit here. Sanchez serving. Puts it away. Wathen up to Mettler. Not much from that one on Heinert. Now Price with a push pass up front. Dan Kaiser will get this one to go. She pulled the string on that one a little bit. Palmed it across. But another one is into the Stevens campfire with everybody crowding around. Avery Kaiser with 6 kills in game 2 out of the 13 points that Peer has scored. Sanchez serves again. Bump pass is up to Carson Mettler. Kind of like Sanchez with a hook, although Mettler had time to get up and full out swing, and she hammers it home to the back row. So a good play there by Stevens as Peer scores only 3 in a row. 20-13, Stevens leads, but Mettler back to serve this time. Kaiser will get it back on the return. Swings away, but Wathen digs it out. That was Sydney with the dig. Now Macy with the attack. Not much on it. Kaiser is out on the left side. This one, not enough. Wathen will swing again down the sideline. Sanchez gets it up into the air off of a Price dig. Cleared by Schleckaway. Wathen, feet on the floor this time. Easier dig for Price. Now Kaiser, full swing, but too much. Avery a little long on that one. Good action on that volley. And Stevens, though, gets the point, 21-13. Leading by 8, looking to even this match at a set apiece. Rinke with a good pass, this time off of the return of serve. Sanchez to Schleckaway, and McKenna with a left-handed tap is down for a side-out kill. 14, serving 21. Kaiser had to hesitate. Officials weren't quite ready. Now they're ready to go. And Avery sends it away. Close to the net, over to the Peer's side. Price couldn't put it home. Now Stevens with a chance to get in system. And Macy Wathen is good. Fingertip touch up front, and that redirected it just enough for Price to not be able to get a good dig on that. Macy Wathen continues to have the hot hand. 5 kills in the game, 9 in the match. 22-14, Peer on the return of this Raiders serve. Wathen will get it back, though. Good job, Price, to get it away. Here's Sherwood. That one through the block, but Stevens able to keep it alive. Good job, Claire Fierro. But this back bump free ball too much from Stevens, and Peer will get the point. Anna Lemieux will check in to serve. As Schleckaway comes out. Lemieux running, jumper, played by Heinert up into the air. Mettler runs it down. Here's Watson. Block is there for Pierre. It's Lemieux to Sanchez, Terwilliger, and another net violation here is Claire Fierro. You're getting up with the block. A lot of times you tend to reach out. You want to reach out, kind of get your hands over the net, but you got to pull them back, just like the swingers do. Fierro's had some trouble with that here in game number two, 22-16. Don't look now, but the Governor's starting to chip away in what was a nine-point deficit. Well, Macy Wathen's not looking. She just continues to swing and score. 5'10 senior Macy Wathen looking good in this second game. 23-16. Our score now. Brianna Brewer, a back row specialist out. Alexa Morin-Baxter back into play up front. Eva Heinert serving. Pass up to Sanchez. As Terwilliger off of the net gets it across. Wathen's going to get another opportunity, but the Governor block is good. Now, this time, Terwilliger gets it to go. Stevens had an opportunity there, but Peer is the one that systems the point right back at him. Sanchez to Terwilliger. Reese with her first kill in game two, just her third on the night. 23-17. It's AC. Elise Christofferson off the bench to serve. On the move is Wathen. Good job by Rinke to stare that one down. Now Sanchez on the outside is good. Into the back right corner. Straight down the line. Christofferson with the assist. Sanchez with her fourth kill. Here within five now at 18, serving 23. Here comes Christofferson. Oh, that one too short. And that'll set up Stevens with set point. Here so far with just four service errors, that's a much better clip than what they had Tuesday night. But this one comes at a bad time, and Stevens leads by six with game point in the second. 24-18, Macy Wathen serves. Price to Christofferson. Terwilliger is blocked, and it's down for a defensive point. Then Rapid City Stevens will claim a seven-point win in game number two on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. It's Stevens 25, Pier 18. This match is tied at a set apiece. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. Let's take a two-minute timeout. We're coming back for game number three. Next, you're listening to Pier Governor Volleyball in your official home of Governor Sports, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Have you ever wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Owyhee Federal Credit Union member? At Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier, because at Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do.
Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
The Lariat Lanes in Pier is your family fun center. With leagues for all ages starting up now for bowling, pool, and darts, stop on out and get signed up. With bumper bowling, the new sink scoring, and a full-service snack bar, there's no better place for your kids' birthday parties or family get-togethers. And sports fanatics, view all your favorite games, including the NFL's Sunday Ticket, coming to the Cactus Lounge. Never complain that there's nothing to do. Come on out to your family fun center, the Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pier.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here at Gator's Pizza, Pasta, Subs in the Northridge Plaza. If you haven't heard or tried the new jalapeno popper pizza at Gator's, you're missing out. The jalapeno popper pizza has Philadelphia cream cheese, double smoked bacon, five different cheeses, buttermilk ranch, fresh jalapenos, jalapeno rings, setting the top Gator's homemade hand-rolled pizza crust. Mm-mm, good. And don't forget, Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, and curbside pickup, and delivery through DoorDash. Gator's Pizza, Pasta, Subs in the Northridge Plaza.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza, Pasta.
Greg and Rick Ty Jam, as we continue a serve into the hula hoop contest going on in between games. Tight match in that first set. Pierre outlasted Stevens 25-21. Stevens comes back with a vengeance, though. After Pierre led 4-3, the Raiders score five straight to go up 8-4. Pierre with a side out, the Raiders get another three. Pierre with a side out, the Raiders get another three, and they led 16-7. And the Governors got it back as close as five at one point, 23-18. But Stevens scores the last two to win it by 7, 25-18. Stevens with 14 kills in that second set compared to 10 for the Governors. Both teams with six errors. Stevens had a 2-1 advantage in the ace column. And also in the serving error column, Pierre with two errors, Stevens with just one. So a few points of advantage, four in that kill column, 2 points in serving. That's pretty much the difference. Maybe one defensive point in there. Actually, the defensive block by Macy Wathen and Claire Fierro to finish that one off. Those are your 7 points in difference in that one. Stevens looked very strong in that second set. They'll look to try to continue that, although the Governors, who won the first game, try to bounce back and win this third set. They'll serve first. First serve sponsored by ComTech in Pierre, coming up from Remy Price. Mount Vernon Plankinton in football on KPLO, leading 6-0 at Miller Highmore Herald. That game at the half this afternoon, Jones County with a win over Sunshine Bible Academy. Also heard on KPLO-FM. Video available with the help of Live Ticket, drgnews.com, the River 92.7 page. We've got our own video going as well on those football games on KGFX, KPLO. It's a big game going on in up north, too. Sully Buttes and Potter County playing each other from Central South Dakota. ComTech first serve from Remy Price. The return of that serve by Stevens is a little bit wide, a rare miss by Macy Wathen. Trying left to right. Here's Mettler having to run one down a long way. Free ball on the return of serve number two. Now Christofferson setting up Terwilliger. Blocked and return, however, coming by Stevens. There's one off the net, kept alive by Sanchez. Christofferson sets up Kaiser behind the 10-foot line. There's a dig for Stevens, though, and now a comebacker for Alexa Morin-Baxter. Good point there by Stevens. Pierre was doing Stevens was doing a lot of scrambling. Pierre seemed to be in system, but Stevens was doing all of the digging at the same time. Able to outlast that one. Kaiser blocked back to her. Rinke dives and keeps it alive. Then Kaiser gets it away. Coming back though, Carson Mettler. Smelling blood in the water that time. Mettler the shark with that left hand. Price was ready for the dig, but it goes in the wrong direction, and Carson Mettler gets the kill. Great hustle by the Governors, but all for naught on that point. Stevens leads 2-1. Third set. Kaiser. It's a good pass on this one to Christofferson from the back row. Price is able to get one through a block and down. Remington Price with her third kill. First since the first game, though. Tying this one at 2-1. Hearing boos from the student section of the Governors because the Stevens sub-varsity player is trying to get a We Are Fired Up chant going. There's Kaiser. Meanwhile, back to volleyball, and Avery Kaiser trying to stay hot here with her her 11th kill. 3-2 the score. So Williger's turn to serve. Pierce side out. Nope, that's a service. Would be a service point there. Who's got this one? Sydney Wathen bumps it across. Free ball. Price to Christofferson and Sanchez with the finish. That's the beauty of the peer game. When you can get that second setter in there, Elise Christofferson, give Lily Sanchez a chance to do some swinging. She can hit him as hard as anybody. This one through the block and down. Sanchez very much like Carson Mettler on the other side of the net for Rapid City Stevens. Here with a few in a row, leading 4-2. Make it another one as Morin Baxter. Flat-footed attempt to get it across. Leaves it low and into the net. Now 5-2 and an early timeout for Elizabeth Pendergrath and the Stevens Raiders. Timeouts from Coca-Cola Bottling and Pier. Grab a Coke. Be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Pier Governor Volleyball.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Back to Rickside Gym in the capital city, Pier Governor Volleyball on your official home of the Governor's River, 92.7 KGFX FM, K296 FI in Pier, South Dakota. And with the help of Live Ticket, live streaming through drgnews.com and GoGovs Live. Brian, open with a play-by-play out of the timeout. The return of serve, a good pass up to Carson Mettler, but she will try to swing on hit number two. This one stays a little bit high and long, however. So the Governors with another service point from Reese Terwilliger, ready to go against six, serving two. Wathen plays this one a little bit short. That was Macy Wathen with the first touch. Yeah. Mettler's pass back to Sydney Wathen, who tries to hit one away. That one is low and into the net. And a few mistakes by Stevens now, helping Pier to a five-point lead early in the third game. Match tied at a set apiece. Here comes Fierro off of the set pass. Good block by the Governors. Count it. McKenna Schleckaway in the middle. Got Kaiser and Sanchez all up front, helping the cause. I'm going to go with a defensive block on that one, though, and the first one of the night for the Governors. Up front, 8-2, now seven straight scored by the Governors on this run for Reese Terwilliger. Push across, Morin Baxter is wide, that's out of bounds. And whatever is rattling Rapid City Stevens right now, you have to give a lot of credit to the net presence, I believe, of the Pier Governors up front. Maybe some of the good serving from Terwilliger as well. Here's Morin Baxter coming, there's another block into a carry. Sanchez with the ace on the defensive side. Last year, we saw a lot of great net defense from the Governors all season long. Tuesday night, not so much in that win over Watertown. Now maybe starting to come alive a little bit. Bad set pass on a slide attempt to Claire Fierro. And another misplay by Stevens. Governors have three kills in this set so far, but 11 points, and a lot of that, again, because of Stevens just not being able to get in system. They're just not the same team that we saw in that second game. They'll free ball the return of this Terwilliger, sir. Now it's Reese up to Christofferson. Kaiser, tapper, good. And another timeout needed by Rapid City Stevens as Avery Kaiser's 12th kill of the night sends us to this. Coca-Cola break in the action, 12-2. The Governors, they themselves, a bit of a different team as well in game number three. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Governor Volleyball.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM, Pier. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Hi, Jim. The Governor's on an 11-point rally right now. Reese Terwilliger, rather, continues in serve. A tap attempt on the return. Pier out of the block. Get a swing from Schleck away, but a good dig by Stevens. And now the tapper from Morin Baxter this time through the block, and she'll get that one to fall behind the Pier front line. Pierre was down 1-2. They ended up 12-2 on top. Both timeouts used by Stevens in this third set in that run. Pierre wants to come right back, and the slide will work. As Kristofferson back sets to McKenna Schleckaway, good for her fifth kill. Here with a bit of a run, and for the first time this season, in the short season that it's been, the six-footer Danny Beck is on to play some front row, middle. Well, she's out on the right side right now, 13-3 our score, and a short hop dig here for Rinke. Couldn't get that one more, and Baxter will swing and score again. Tiffany Stoser told me Tuesday night Danny Beck spent a lot of the summer in Army ROTC duty. Didn't play a lot of volleyball, so it may be a while before she gets her proverbial feet wet here on the volleyball court, but it's an opportunity to play some up front here. Tough play here, and over the net violation on a set attempt by the Governors. Stevens is over the net. That'll be a hitting error, and it'll be back to Pierre to serve here. Kaiser's turn. Avery rotating back. Sydney Wathen plays this one up. Carson Mettler to Eva Heinert, but a cross-court attempt is no good. And another error by Rapid City Stevens makes it 15-4 here in the third. Kaiser going to have to wait for a little Governor fan to to run up the near side. She'll find her way up the stands. Kaiser gets one to shim across the net. Punched out by Mettler. Now a Price swing, but this one a little bit low. There will be the first error by Pierre of any kind in this third set. They lead 15-5. Get you some 11 AA football scores here in just a bit. Carson Mettler serves. Rinke will play it to the middle. Sanchez runs it down, gets it up to Price, who pushes it away. Now Watson with a swing, but that one low and staying into the net. Now 9 errors for Stevens. They had 8 in all of the first game, 6 in the second. Now 9 so far here in the third, compared to just 1 for Pierce. 16-5, Governors. Hannah Lemieux. Now, that one hits the tape on the top of the net, but it will not make its way across. Didn't have much top spin on it, and there's a service error for Pierre, their fifth of the night, first in the game. 16-6, Governors still by 10. Here's a quick set to Terwilliger. That'll find its way down, even though Stevens in the net regardless. And another good one there for the Governors. Another one and done for Stevens, 17-6. Again, both teams just completely different stories from what they had in their second set, which Stevens won 25-18. Here's Mettler, or rather Heinert, the left-handed attack, but that's pushed back by the Govs. Here's Wathen swinging, but Sanchez blocking back and out of bounds. And Macy Wathen will get the kill here for another Stevens side out. Brianna Brewer was in through the back row. Now Moore and Baxter back in up front. Eva Heinert to serve. Pretty good on the lob, but this one too short. Service error for Stevens. That's only their third error in serve tonight. But again, their 10th error overall in this game. Price had a good push on that one, but it's a little bit too long. Pierre will return the favor. Now Macy Watson, who's been the best front row player for Stevens, is back to serve. Kaiser finds Kristofferson on the pass, gets it back. Cross quarter is good. And Avery Kaiser will score again, her third in the game. And I've got her with 13 on the night. Official tally has 12. Pretty good night nonetheless so far. We're still in the third game. 19-8 Pierre with Terwilliger serving. She had the long service run that got Pierre this double-digit lead. There's a block up front. Schleckaway. Fierro didn't get much on it, but a solo block. McKenna Schleckaway. The Governors now with 3 defensive points in this third set. They lead by 12. 20. Serving 8. Sir Willigert played up this time by Wathen. Here's a shot long by Morin Baxter, who just couldn't get it down. And the lead continues to build. No. There was a Pierre fingertip touch on that one, they say. So Morin Baxter will get a kill and will undo that 10th hitting error by the Raiders. 9 serving 20. Sanchez has to go with the left-handed hook. Good effort to get it back, but it's wide by Morin Baxter of the barber's pole on the ladder side. Got to give Sanchez one there. Stevens didn't have a shot at it. 6 kills for Lilly. Now 21-9. And the server is Lilly Sanchez. Mettler tries to swing it across. And this one comes down in fair territory. Didn't really matter, as it turned out, whether that one cleared the net or not. Kaiser apparently got a hand on it because she was lobbying, saying that one was in fair play. So now Kaiser gets a defensive point. And the Governors lead by 13 again. And they'll add another as Macy Wathen unable to handle the Sanchez serve. Lily gets an ace. Her first of the night, 23-9. All Governors in game number 3, looking to go up 2-1. Sanchez again. This one crawls across the net. Good. Keep alive, but 3 hits. Not going to do it. Danny Beck got up there trying to keep it down. Stevens wants it over the... They want Beck to be called for over the net. But I'll tell you, Danny Beck did not make contact with the ball. And that's why Stevens isn't going to get this call. It'll be a serve return error. Set point, Governors, 24-9. A lot of them to go. Morin Baxter taps. Price covers it up in the back row. Sanchez up front. Kaiser. Sent over and down. Stevens had the block. The ball crawls on the net. It'll find its way across and down. The Governors will take game number 3 in dominating fashion. And a Breckenkruger backflip will seal the deal for Governor Volleyball. Brecken from the sideline. Across the way, Pier on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard convincingly with the last 5 points, win at 25-9. They're up 2-1. The scoreboard comes to you courtesy of Gales Gas Service in Pier. We're at the half, and halftime is sponsored by Leiden and Associates, Ameriprise Financial in Pier. We'll hear from them momentarily. The Governor Volleyball is also brought to you in part by your Pier Sports Marketing partners, who include Midco, Maher Law Office, Floss Dentistry, First Dakota National Bank, Delta Dental, and Comtech. Also, Kathy Sonnenschein Properties, Capital City Campus, Anderson Rumsa Dental, American Bank and Trust, and All Around Graphics in Pier, your Pier Sports Marketing Partners. 90 seconds will go to game number 3, Pier up 2-1. This is Governor Volleyball. Your official home of the Governors is River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctory, financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pier. From 2012 through 16, Pier girls dominated AA golf. 3 golfers combined to win 4 titles in 5 years. Haley Getz in 2012 and 13, Carissa Guthrie in 2015, Katie Bartlett in 2016, after she'd been runner-up the previous 2 years. Haley Getz, Carissa Guthrie, and Katie Bartlett, 3 of Pier's finest. This Governor Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pier.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Ringside Gym as we get set to go to game number four. Let's run down some 11AA football scores for you here. T area near halftime. No trouble with Huron tonight so far. 45-0. T area still second ranked behind the Governors in the preseason rankings. At the half, Brookings, who the Govs will see a week from tonight at Dana J. Dykhouse Stadium, leading Watertown 12-3. St. Thomas More on top of Spearfish 21-0 at halftime out west. Also Belle Fouche leading Douglas 14-8. Yankton leads at Mitchell 24-0 at halftime. Tomorrow, along with the Governors hosting Aberdeen Central, Sturgis will be at Rapid City Central in 11AA action. Those are the football scores. We've got another volleyball set to play. Comtech first serve put in play by the Stevens Raiders. But the Pier Governors off of a 25-9 victory in game three, leading this one 2-1. Brianna Brewer with the swing for Stevens. Now a punch cross by Kaiser. Gets it right back from Carson Mettler. Long rally here in this first point of game number four. And as Carson Mettler tries to get another swing on hit number two, he's unable to get that one down in fair play. It's wide to her left and out of bounds. The Governors will strike first in the fourth. Remington Price, Comtech first serve for Pier is across. Pushed out by Claire Fierro at the net. Here's Christofferson setting up Kaiser. That's a punch shot with the palm of the hand. Nothing on that one. Brewer takes a swing. Sanchez blocks and right back into the face of Macy Watson. She'll get up and a half-hearted smile on that one. Sometimes you see that in volleyball, but that's Lily Sanchez with a big defensive play. And the Governors, so far, strong to start the fourth. Brewer going to take another swing and another Sanchez block. This one dug back to the Governors. Now it is a swing for Pier as Christofferson celebrates. Did she get that swing? That's a kill. Actually, they'll go to Kaiser. I was not so sure that Elise Christofferson didn't swing, although it did look like it was in front of the 10-foot line, which Christofferson wouldn't have been able to do. But, boy, Governor's still looking very good here. First three to them in the fourth. Looking for another, and it's good this time. Sanchez shoots for Williger. This is more like it if you're the Governors and their fans. They had a good effort for the first match of the night, Tuesday night, but there was a lot of things, I think, left on the table when that match came to an end. Coach Stoser and I both thought in our pregame conversation that they could have been a lot better. So far, improvement's good here. Another Sanchez swing sends Stevens reeling. They can't get this one across. It'll be a fifth straight point to start game number four. 5-0 Governors. Here was down 2-1 in that third set. They outscore Stevens 24-7 the rest of the way, and they make that 29-7 with the first five in this game. Here's Rinke, first touch, up to Christofferson. Sanchez swings, but is blocked. Now Mettler gets this one through the double block attempt as Sir Williger and Kaiser were teaming up. Good swing for Carson Mettler, and a much-needed stop there for Stevens. 5-1, Governor's lead. Coming with it, Sydney Watson. Libero to Libero. Rinke plays it up. Christofferson to Kaiser. Boom! Avery Kaiser with the smoke behind that one. Second of this game. 15, now 16 in the match for Avery Kaiser. 6-1, a quick one back to the Governors in serve. Brianna Brewer, good place there. Terwilliger with a good reflex off of the first touch by Christofferson. Now AC gets one back. Battle at the net, won by Pier, but Stevens able to play on. Free ball is out. Here's Schleck away. Christofferson, Kaiser, good! Just like that, the Governors bring the heat again. They are really in some kind of rhythm right now. 7-1. Our score. Game number four. To Williger. Your left to right of you're seeing it full court view. There is a good swing for Brianna Brewer. This one through the governor block and down. Pierre was there. Sanchez and McKenna Schleckaway, but Brianna Brewer, who's played mostly back row in this match, the sophomore at 5'6", has put some good swings together so far here in this game. Finally gets one down, and it's 2-7. Pierre will return the Raiders serve. Kaiser gets another swing. Dig back up to Scott Wagner on the ladder. Another kill for Avery Kaiser. As she just gets better and better as this match goes along. 17 kills for Aves in this one. Here's Sanchez again getting underneath it. Here's Brewer. Swing in the middle. Kept alive. The deny of Ava Mitchell, who we haven't heard from in a while. Here's Alexa Morin-Baxter, and she'll get this tap kill to go. Ricky laid out on that one, tried to keep it alive, but it ended up coming right back to her on the floor. Now 8-3. Carson Mettler back to serve. Good left-handed effort. Ricky plays it up. Sanchez runs it down. Schleckaway is blocked. Puts it back in play. Now Danny Beck gets it up into the air. Shoved out by Price. Here's Mettler for the Raiders. Out to Macy Watson. Good. That's what the Raiders need. No doubt about it. Their hot hand tonight has been Macy Watson. She had 10 kills in the first two sets combined, but only one in that third game, which the Governors won going away 25-9. Now Mettler will lob this one across. Kaiser lays out, gets a good pass to Sanchez. Schleckaway's tap. Played out of the net. No free ball it back. Now Sanchez, ooh, her foot crosses the line. That'll be a line violation by the Governors. That should have been a pretty easy play. It was a tap play to the Govs, but the pass, first one, a little too close to the net for Sanchez. Kind of took her across the line. And the error gives Stevens the point. It's 8-5, but Sanchez will set up Kaiser again. Outside, down the right side this time. Governor's already with 6 kills here in this fourth game. They want to end this match in this one. And they can do that if they win it. They're up 2-1. Strange play there for a bit, but the Governors get it out. Now they'll get it back. Sanchez to Kaiser, who will set up Remy Price. Not a lot on that one. It's Watson looking for it back, but she won't get it. It's Morin-Baxter from the right side. She ends up getting it to go, even though Pierre was in the net. Morin-Baxter a kill that time. And Ava Mitchell will serve in a 9-6 game. Mitchell serves generally off the wrong foot, but she gets him to go. Price is denied, tried to block it or keep it alive. But give a defensive point here to Alexa Morin-Baxter. Fourth block for the Raiders. And since it was 8-2, Stevens has come back and gotten back within 9-7 now. They're on a little 5-1 rally. Sanchez will set behind her over the net. Schleckaway, and the block is good. Schleckaway saw it come back. I think she thought that one might have been going out of bounds, but she lets it fall. So another defensive point to the Raiders and a timeout here for the Governors. Unexpected, but it's 9-8, game number 4. Coca-Cola break in the action back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Governor Volleyball.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Governor's got a hot start going in the fourth set, continuing the momentum through a dominating third set victory, but Stevens countering here, scoring 7. Let's just make it 7 of the last 8. Governor's out of the timeout. We'll get it to Kaiser in the back row, and she'll swing and score. Avery Kaiser with 6 kills already here in game 4. Her number's up to 19 in that column. Speaking of 19, number 19, Hannah Lemieux, comes in off the bench. She'll be the next server for the Govs. Using the middle of the service line, she comes left with it, but that one will miss a little bit wide. Back-to-back service errors for Hannah Lemieux. She's done a pretty good job otherwise this evening. But this one puts Stevens back within one. Now Morin Baxter will play the back row. She'll come in to come around to serve. Kaiser returns too close to the net. A put away here for Macy Wappen. And suddenly Rapid City Stevens has a 10-10 tie. They certainly have not buckled. They seem to be in a situation that could have dictated that they just kind of lay down and lick their wounds and go up to Aberdeen tonight and play the Eagles tomorrow. But here now they've taken the lead as Wathen gets one across. It seemed like all the momentum was on the Governor's side. Not so much. Right now it belongs to Stevens, and the lob serves working, but Morin Baxter just didn't get enough on this one. Only the 4th service error for the Raiders all night long. Stevens had a lead at 11-10. We now tie 11-11. Elise Christofferson off the bench. Danny Beck will check out. Beck played the front row a couple of times here in rotations here for Michaela Sherwood. Here into the net, trying to deny this one. Wathen with the swing and the point to Rapid City Stevens. An error to the Govs. Elise Christofferson had dug that one up, but the whistle blown by Tim Neihardt on the scorer's table side, and it's 12-11. Rapid City. Wathen. From right to left, gets that one across. Played by Rinke. She's actually had it coming back to her, but called off by Kaiser to free ball it away. Claire Fierro with the push away. Now close to the net on the pass by Rinke. And who's got this one? Are they giving this one to Pierre? They may have to discuss what happened. Well, what I saw was Rinke putting a pass too close to the net. Pierre really couldn't get a touch on it. If anybody touched it, it was the Raiders from the other side. Now the net officials will discuss. Todd Sandel from this side, line judge, was over, and I think they got it right. If that ball came down inside, that would have been a touch by Stevens. Todd Sandel said it was in fair play. So whoever was here on the Stevens right side going to be good enough for a kill. I think that was Macy Wathen. She'll rotate the serve, but she will serve it long. Could have been Wathen. Could have been Fierro. At any rate, Wathen serves one long, and now it's back to Pierre, trailing 12-13. Here's a shot for Terwilliger. The Wathen return of the Remy Price serve back to the net, and Reese Terwilliger with the hammer. Kill number 6, unofficially for Reese. I've got her with 6. They've got her with 5 on the board. Price's serve again to Mettler. Back set, and a 4-hit violation. Terwilliger was there ready to block. She didn't get a hand on it. It just came back to Stevens for their 3rd error of the set. Now Pierre with 3 in a row is up by 1 again, 14-13, leading 2-1 along with that. Sydney Wathen with a good play up here. Heinert had to reach back to try to put this one across. Didn't get much on it. Sanchez can only shove it away with 2 hands. Now a push by Mettler with the 2nd hit, covered by Pierre. Heinert gets low. Mettler has to punch it back again. Now Christofferson setting up. Terwilliger, good block. Fierro. And Stevens returns. Christofferson again. Sanchez with a one-handed shove. Mettler blocked this time by Kaiser. Carson Mettler went to the well maybe 1 too many times. Avery Kaiser saw that 2nd hit coming, and she's up for the defensive block. The Governors with 4 in a row, sending Stevens into a Coca-Cola timeout on the floor. 15-13, Pierre back up by 2. Hoping to close it out in 4. As we'll return with more of set number 4. Your official home of the Governors, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
American Bank and Trust is inspired to give back to the Pierre community through the Pierre Spirit Card program. Show your local school spirit with a debit card showing the Pierre Governor's logo and give back to the Pierre School District. For each purchase made with a Spirit Card, AB&T will donate a percentage of the purchase back to the Pierre School District. Call or stop into your local branch today for more details and sign up for the Pierre Spirit Card with American Bank and Trust. Go Governors! Member FDIC.
Back at Rigside Gym, couple of scoring updates on KGFX AM. Stanley County having trouble, as expected, at DeSmet. DeSmet leading 36-0. That game just going to the third quarter now. Twins baseball. Twins look like a AAA team playing the Houston Astros over the last three games down in Houston. But back home against the San Francisco Giants in the bottom of the third, they lead the Giants by the score of 8-0 now. So Twins looking good at Target Field. Eva Heinert out of the timeout with a tap touch kill. As the Raiders get back within one, here is a Governor's swing for, I believe, Terwilliger, blocked back but out of bounds. Stevens thought they had that one, but it was just a little bit wide, and Terwilliger with the kill. 16-14. Our score now, Strohwilliger back to serve. Heinert will try to get one away, but Kaiser is there to cover it up. She'll get it back from Christofferson and hit that one through Watson, Macy Watson. Macy's been hot up front, but sometimes she just looks like she's a little unsure of herself when she's staring down these bullets. Kaiser with 7 in this game, 20 on the night. Your lead, 17-14. Ace, Terwilliger. Grace Eisland with the return is back over, but out of bounds. And Reese with her third peanut butter cup of the night. Rapid City Central in here tomorrow. 2 o'clock first serve. We're on the air at 1:30, River 92.7. Then Governor football against Aberdeen Central tomorrow night at 6:30. Stevens with a two-handed return of the serve. Here's Sanchez with a swing, but this one a little bit wide from right to left. Stevens trying to stay alive now, a rare hitting error for Pierre in this third game, third and fourth combined. 18-15 the score. Governors had 3 in a row to build a 4-point lead. Brianna Brewer, sophomore, has had a good fourth set serving. Here comes Schleckaway on the slide through the block. Good layout there. Sydney Watson doing the libero's job. Christofferson will leave it here for Schleckaway, and that is good. Makenna Schleckaway. Kill number 6. Well, the 6 weapons that Tiffany Stosser alluded to, all with at least 3 kills apiece. Schleck with 6, Terwilliger with 7, Kaiser's got 20. Remington Price a little quiet tonight in the offensive game with 3, but she's ready to play some defense back. Pancake won't work here for Rinke. Good tap kill across this time for, was it Ava Mitchell? Nope, that was Carson Mettler, according to the scoreboard. With her 7th kill, she is rotated to serve now, though. 16, serving 19. Good layout here for Kaiser to keep it off the floor. Schleck away from the 10-foot line. Got it out. Here's Watson. She'll be blocked. Price is there in the back row. Up to Sanchez. Kaiser, no. Mettler had it, but then it was Ava Mitchell with the misplay. I think she was wondering where the setter was. Problem was the setter had a big dig on that Kaiser swat. So an error there. Nope, they'll give Kaiser a kill. I'll give it 2. 21 for Aves now. Here's Mitchell, blocked by Price. Back to Stevens. From back off the net. Not much for Watson. Pierre in system. Price swings and scores. Brewer's dig attempt. No good. Remy Price with her 4th kill, and it's 21-16. Stevens looked like the better team in that second game, but since then it has been mostly Pierre. all appear in the third game. Stevens showed some good things in come-from-behind fashion here early in the fourth, but right now Pierre is on a run, and they're four away from closing out the match. High in the air. Watson is blocked, and there is Danny Evans. Danny's first points in the Governor fans, and boy, the Governor bench loves it too. 22-16. Give a credit to Danny Beck. A big point. And the Governors are T-minus three and counting. A Stevens timeout here, sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling of Fear. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Governor Volleyball. To 16, Pierre started it with a 7-1 lead in this fourth game, still led by 6-8-2. Stevens came back, took a 13-11 lead, but then the Governors have since run off an 11-3 rally. They lead by 6 again with 3 to go, and another miss hit by Stevens. Stevens is playing awfully scrappy so far in this fourth game, but just a little too much disarray. Keep in mind, they're playing just their first match of the night. The Governors have an up-and-down first match under their belts already. Avery Kaiser with her first service error of the night. This one goes long. Pierre leading still by 6 at 23-17. Stevens serves. Rinke will get it to Sanchez, and a punch out by Beck. Denied and returned. Now Sanchez first touch. Kaiser will push it back with two hands, but the dig is over to Pierre. Sanchez, ooh, tough play. Keeping it alive, and it is Schleckaway who will put it home. Sanchez with the assist that time, probably the ugliest assist. Set assists that you'll have all night or of the season. Hey, we've got match point. Governor fans on their feet. 24-17. Hannah Lemieux, the senior, going for the downs, but she'll hit it too long. You can tell she wanted to put a little extra on that one, but the extra is what made that one sail. Stevens lives to fight another point at least. 18 serving 24, set point number two for the Governors. Alexa Morin-Baxter, who has played well tonight, serves it away. Price wants the finish, won't get it. That is a block up front, and Heinert and Fierro are there for the Raiders. Third block for the Raiders in this fourth set, trying to keep things alive. 19 serving 24, set point number three for Pierce. Governor fans trying to get the finish here, and Terwilliger hoping for a quick set, but Sanchez had to keep it back in play after a misplay of the return of serve. So an error by the Governors, and suddenly Stevens has scored three in a row. Another set point for Pierre, 24-20. Price for the finish, no good this time, wide left. Tiffany Stoser going to let him play it out. Last year she let him do their own communicating, working out a lot of their issues, and that was mostly a good thing. No, a service error here for Morin Baxter into the net. A tough way to have this one come to an end for the Raiders, but the Governors will get the finish as they win game number four on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, 25-21, and for the second match in a row, Beer wins it in four. Scoreboard for the Governors in the 3-1 victory, 25-21, 18-25, 25-9, and 25-21. The Governors are 2-0 on the young season. Stevens in their first match will fall 2-0-1. Governors get Rapid City Central tomorrow. We'll check in on them and Aberdeen Central coming up in the post game, and we've got plenty to talk about. A full game recap, a conversation with the victorious head coach, Tiffany Stoser. Big plays of the game, your player of the game, and maybe some other scores to pass along to in our post-game show, which comes up next. Post-game brought to you by Family Dental with offices in Pier and Gettysburg. You're listening to Pier Governor Volleyball. Your official home of the Governors is River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Backpack, check. School supplies, check. Dental cleaning, check. Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg reminds you that school is just around the corner. Now is the perfect time to get your child's back-to-school dental checkup and cleaning before school starts. Healthy smiles are a good way to start the year. Book your child's appointment today. Call Family Dental at 324-7774. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients and can take care of everyone in your family. Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
With another school year in sports upon us, Beck Motor Company would like to wish all students and staff a great school year. Proud to support our communities for over 50 years, we're here for all your automotive needs. Call us at 224-5912. Visit us at beck-motors.com. Safe travels from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pier.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy tastes good.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Back to Riggside Gym, and I tell you what, Pierre and Stevens played pretty tight in the first two games of this one. Both teams look very evenly matched. The Governors kind of opened some things up in that third game and ran away with it, winning it 25-9. Had a great start to game number four. Stevens came back, took a 13-11 lead, but then Pierre was in control after that. They run out 14 of the last 22 points. Actually, Stevens made it a little bit closer, cutting, a 24-17 deficit down to 24-21. But unfortunately, a serving error. This is what I don't really like about rally scoring. I'll just say it certainly makes the night go a little bit quicker, makes the games go quicker. But I do kind of wish you had to have the you had to have the serve in order to get your last point. Once you get to a game point situation, it's just a tough way to you know, after a great rally, they're fighting off a number of service, or rather a number of match points for the Governors by the Raiders. But, to have to end it on a serving error, that's just a tough way to go. It's part of the game. That's the way it is. But, I don't know. It's... It's just something I, as a sports fan, would like to see modified just a little bit. Doesn't matter. The Governors win it in four for the second match in a row. And here's how it all happened. Early on, boy, first game, it didn't look like either team was going to take much control of this match at all. Neither team led that first game by more than 2 points until the Governors ran off four in a row from a 17-16 lead. They ultimately led 21-16, but Stevens came right back with their first good service rally and five in a row. They tied it at 21-21. Pierre then scores the last four in a row, 25-21, the final score in that one. And after going back and forth to a 4-3 Governor lead early on, Stevens then ran off five straight in the second set. Pierre gets just one side out. Stevens runs off three in a row. Another Pierre side out, followed by another three-point rally by Stevens. Suddenly they lead after another two-point run, 16-7. They started to build that lead, and they looked like a completely different ball club from what we saw in that first one. Let's say it this way. As evenly matched as these two teams looked in the first set, Stevens looked like they definitely had the upper hand. In that second one, they go on without looking back to a 25-18 win in game number two. But then the tide turns in the third game. Stevens out to a 2-1 lead, trading side outs early, but then Reese Terwilliger in serve, and everything suddenly started clicking for the Governors. Stevens started to create some mistakes, some of them unforced, a lot of them not of the unforced variety, however. And the Governors started to get in some kind of rhythm, and they ended up scoring 11 in a row to a 12-2 lead, led by double figures through much of the rest of that game. In fact, if it was less than that, it was maybe a 9-point deficit from time to time. In fact, Pierre even led 20-9, still scored the last five of that set to win at 25-9, going up 2-1. And then when they got out to a 7-1 and an 8-2 lead in game number four, it looked like the Governors were going to cruise, but Stevens still had other ideas as they clawed back to take an 11-10 lead and led as late as 13-11 with that 2-point lead. But then Pierre put four together, took a 15-13 lead. Stevens had a side out. The Governors added three more to go up 18-14. And from there, didn't look back. And of course, they had a lot of set points to work with, and they kind of needed them. They were up 24-17. As we mentioned, Stevens comes back, gets four in a row. Pierre had a little trouble finishing with their own offense. They committed a few hitting errors in the end of that fourth set, but again, that service error is what gave Pierre their 25th and final point in game four to win it. Again, 3-1, 25-21, 18-25, 25-9, and 25-21. We'll give you the stats coming up. We'll give you a conversation with Tiffany Stosur on what I think was a much better night of volleyball as far as the Governors are concerned than match number one on Tuesday night was, and we still have big plays of the game and your player of the game to announce a little bit later on. Let's take a 3-minute timeout. We're back with more Pierre Governor Volleyball.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? Live Ticket TV has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress. Paid training will be provided. Part-time wages start at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest-growing companies in South Dakota.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Reinke Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, proven adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors LLC and Reinke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality health care of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
Welcome back to Riggside Gym as we continue our Family Dental Post Game sponsored by Family Dental Offices in Pierre and Gettysburg. And before we talk with the Victorious head coach, Tiffany Stoster, let's talk with one of the Victorious players and senior standout Avery Kaiser has come up to join us in our post game. And Aves, you know, we talk about the effort that you put out there tonight. And I'll just be honest, I thought, and Coach Kaiser and I think maybe some of you players understood that even though you had a good win in four sets against Watertown the other night, probably not the type of play that you expect over the course of this season. You guys have a lot of high hopes, and tonight it seemed, even though Stevens had a great second set, it seemed like he turned things around just from game one to game number two.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of differences, a lot of changes there. So
what was the difference? What did it feel like out there tonight in being able to get more into a good looking rhythm all night?
Yeah, so the first set we knew we had to come out strong. With against Watertown, we didn't come out as strong as we should have. So this game, we kind of knew that we had to come out strong and swing hard. We knew we had to swing hard. We didn't really swing as hard as we could on Tuesday against Watertown. So we came out strong first set and second set. I think we might have got a little comfortable giving them that setup. And then we knew coming back with Blueface, we read a book called Legacy this preseason, and Blueface was part of it. Calmness, composure, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So working a lot on our mental focus there. So yeah, then third set we came back and it felt good. Felt good.
Really, that third set, I mean, something started clicking and they started making the mistakes, but I think you caused a lot of those, didn't you? I mean, it's sometimes you just you know, and I even used the term, actually it was to a Stevens player, but I kind of felt like it was like a shark smelling blood in the water. And I mean, you know, and Reese is serving and you're running off 10 or 11 in a row, and suddenly it just seemed like a completely different mentality out there, and everything started falling your way. It's the way it seemed up here, at least.
Oh, yeah. And having Reese back there, we know Reese is a good server. She's very dependable, so having her back there is really nice to know that we have a good server back there.
You've got, you started feeling it as well, and they had you with 21 kills tonight, and, I know what Governor fans are expecting, but what is your expectation of what you want to do for the rest of this season?
My expectation for the rest of the season is just to play as hard as I can for the team. We're a big team playing team, so I want to do what I can do for my team. It's not an I thing. So I really want to work hard for my teammates, but also work hard for myself.
Absolutely. Well, that's a pretty good answer, by the way. I'm pointing at a camera down there because anyway, so Stevens tonight, we're 2-0. You got Rapid City Central tomorrow, and I don't think they're quite the team that Stevens is, but they do have a set so far in Aberdeen. So what do you expect out of them tomorrow?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yep, we don't really know too much, but we're just ready to go out there and play our game, so we're ready to go.
You and I were talking a little bit off mic with all the summer ball that you played, and Lily and Elise and some of these players that got to travel around the country, and you played so much volleyball. Aren't you sick of it yet?
Oh, no, never, never.
No, it's the greatest sport in high school, isn't it?
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. So, but what was it like to play all that summer ball with all these different people, and how does that help you get into, good chemistry with others and back to good chemistry with your own teammates here?
Yeah, having those different people to play with kind of makes you realize how different everyone really is. And so being a leader, you can need to really realize that and know how to speak to people. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a big deal. So playing with those other people, it's nice to know that, like, you can see other people's perspectives and then you can reflect on that.
Excellent.
So coming back in with your team, like your school team, it's really nice to know that, like, I played with some of those girls, but some of the other girls, I know now that, like, oh, they're just like this player from my traveling team, so I need to be like this with them. So it's just, like, totally so helpful. I loved playing with those girls around over the summer, and we did great things over the summer, so it was really, really good for us.
Sure did. Congratulations on that. A good win tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Nicely done. Avery Kaiser, the Governors, with 21 kills to lead the way, and she'll hand the microphone off to head coach Tiffany Stoster here in just a little bit. 3-1, the Governors win. And they improved to 2-0 on the season so far. Avery again leading with 21 kills. Governors with 45 overall and everybody else spreading the wealth. And that's exactly what Tiffany Stosur wanted when we talked in pregame. Your six weapons that we talked about, Coach, they all got in on the act, and you got your balanced scoring once again. And even though there was a bump along the way in that second set, some tough times in the first and the fourth sets as well. But this, as I was talking with Avery, and the way we talked in the pregame, this is a step up from match number one to match two. Tonight is just a different feel to me.
Yeah, I thought the highs were really high. Mm. You know, when we were playing well, we were playing into season volleyball last year. You know, I thought that for the second game, when we were clicking, when we were communicating, hard to stop, you know, and that was exciting. It's the up and down that we've got to talk about, and that's where we're going to spend some time next week discussing, you know, what is that feeling? What I would love for, we're coming out and reacting in that next set really well. I'd love to do that in a timeout, you know, in the set that we're struggling in, and instead of just wait till the end of that set, lose it, and go play another one. So some mental work we're going to do next week and discuss that. But for the most part, at this early of the season, there's times where we're playing some dang good volleyball.
Yeah, you know, I made a mention, too, late in this match about how last year you let the girls kind of do their own communicating and work out their own issues. And, you know, I'm sure that that you'll still be able to do that. I don't know if you've had to, or, you know, if you've kind of let them go as long as you did last year so far this season. But still, the communication and I think the camaraderie of this team, the chemistry, you're starting to see it even in the second match.
Yeah, there's some girls that haven't played with each other before, and we're still trying to gel. I'm still looking at, you know, different options, to be perfectly honest with you. There's some things we can do. We've got a lot of talent. We just got to move it around and kind of settle in and find what works best.
Stevens turned out to be another really good opponent. You knew they would be. They always are. Yeah. But the way they came back so strong in that second set kind of is what made you have to refocus and remember that this is AA volleyball, and if you get lackadaisical at all, anybody can beat you, no
absolutely,
doubt about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Rapid's good, you know, and I knew they were, and people told us they were, that Stevens is going to be tough when you play them, and that was the case tonight. They've got a lot of, you know, their setters outstanding. The number eight that, well, I don't know her
name. Carson Mettler,
Mettler.
Yep.
She does a great job moving the ball around, and then she just gets up and swing, and you got to be ready for it. So they got some players, and it's hard to believe that only eight can go to the state tournament because there's so much talent this year.
You know, and Stevens is one of these teams. I think you've been able to get victories on them early in the season the last few years, except for maybe their state championship season a few years back. But this is a team that's always better at the end of the season. Everybody is, but they tend to improve a lot compared to, you know, what other teams might.
Yep.
So you're going to see them again, I'm sure.
Yeah, we probably will, and they're going to continue to improve. They're going to be one of those teams at the SODAC 16 that if they're not in the top eight, you aren't going to want to play.
Yeah.
You know, and there's going to be a handful of those, I'm afraid. So, you know, they're just going to continue to get better. They're working on some things too, and they're for real.
Okay. So, Stevens tonight, Rapid City Central tomorrow. They're giving Aberdeen quite a contest. They're 2-1 Aberdeen after three, I see. But you didn't know much about Stevens. I don't think you know much about Central, do you?
No, that's the case. I'm going to go back and try and watch some of that game tonight against Aberdeen and see if we can identify anything. But I really don't know much about them at all. So we're looking forward to it. That's always a good team to play. They do some unorthodox things that you're not ready for, and so we're going to have to be moving our feet and staying with it.
Yeah, and I think they've had some pretty good height in the last couple of years, and they do have good athletes. It's just sometimes they don't have the chemistry, but I think I'm assuming that they probably have another year under their belts and probably going to be a little more team with chemistry and a bigger challenge than what you're used to seeing from them.
Yeah, I think you're right. A little bit more experience, and they come in here with nothing to lose. They're going to come in and play hard and want to take it to us. So this isn't anything to look over.
And it's 2:00 tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Okay. So 1:30, we're on the air. Coach, another good win tonight. A lot of fun. All right.
Thanks, Brian.
Tiffany Stosur, the head coach. Avery Kaiser up here as well, leading the team to a 4-set victory over Rapid City Stevens tonight. Here, let's give you the stats, and then we'll talk about big plays of the game. Your player of the game still to come in our Family Dental postgame. Mentioned 45 kills for the Governors overall. Avery Kaiser with 21. She had 4 in the first, 6 in the second, 3 in the third, and 8 in that fourth set, a match high 21. Other than that, job well done for the supporting cast, we'll call it. Reister Williger with 7. McKenna Schleckaway with 7. Lily Sanchez with 6. And Remington Price with 4. That's a total of 45 for the Governors overall. 42 for Stevens. They had two double-figure scorers, including Macy Wathen with 15, Alexa Morin Baxter with 13 kills, and then Karsten Mettler with 7 out of the setter position. Claire Fierro with 3. Ava Mitchell had a couple, and then single kills for Brianna Brewer and Eva Heinert for Stevens. Did try to keep track of assists tonight as well. I had Lily Sanchez with 17, Elise Christofferson with 9 set assists. Remy Price had 1 as well. There probably were more. You would assume more of 45 kills were assisted, but as it turned out, at least those are what I tried to keep track of. I'm trying to expand my stat-keeping ability here following volleyball. In blocking turned out to be pretty good. I'll have to ask Coach about this tomorrow, but the Governors in that third and fourth set came up with 7 blocks without having any in the first two. That turned out to be a big story, I thought, in this match when they started taking control of the match. Their defense came to life. Stevens did have 6 blocks as well. By the way, for Pierre, 2 blocks each for Sanchez, Schleckaway, and Kaiser, 1 for Danny Beck, which was a big emotional boost at the end of this match for the Governors as well. And a 6-2 serving advantage in the ace column to Terwilliger with 3 of the 6 tonight. Avery Kaiser with 2, Sanchez with 1, just 2 service aces for Karsten Mettler, which both came in the second set, and I think in the same service run as well. Stevens with 6 errors in serve, Pierre with 9, and the Governors with only 17 errors tonight, down from 26 from a match ago. Stevens did have 29 errors. That third game was their bugaboo with 10 of those 29 in that third set. But Pierre wins at 3-1. And again, they're 2-0 on the season. Stevens, I believe, goes to Aberdeen tonight. We'll spend the night and play the Golden Eagles tomorrow afternoon, while Central will do the opposite. Rapid City Central comes here and plays the Governors at, as we mentioned, 2 o'clock tomorrow and 1:30 pregame here on River 92.7. Let's continue in the postgame after a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back, give you the big plays of the game from Hermanson Endodontics. We still have a Cowboy Country Store player of the game to make that announcement as well as we return with more Pierre Governor Volleyball.
Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota wants your trade. We also want any vehicle that you might be willing to part with. So much so that we'll give you an additional $200 Pierre Pride dollars when you trade or when you let us buy your vehicle. Yes, $200 Pierre Pride dollars when you trade or when you sell your vehicle to Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota. Stop in at 518 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Call 605-224-7378 and visit CapitalCityFordToyota.com.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX-FM, Pierre. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
And And back once again at Riggside Gym as we continue our postgame, a four-set win for the Governors tonight. Time to talk about the big plays of the game sponsored by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. And we're going to go to the third set after the Governors saw Stevens kind of convincingly win that second game to even the match at a set apiece with a 25-18 victory. The Governors had just a 4-3 lead in that third set before Stevens really started to run off a nice one that got them up 16-7. They never looked back. They won that one by 7. We're tied at a set apiece, but then Pierre down 1-2 in the third set runs off 11 in a row to go up 12-2, and they were up by double digits most of that third set. In fact, win it convincingly 25-9. The service run came from Reese Terwilliger, and that is your momentum swing that really gave the Governors the upper hand in this one. And in fact, they started with the first 5 points of the fourth game too. We're up 8-2 before Stevens kind of made it interesting. In fact, Stevens took a lead before the Governors took the momentum right back and won it 25-21. But that set or that run rally 11 point rally in that third set is our Hermanson Endodontics big play of the game here tonight, sponsored by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. And with that, we've got one more thing to talk about. It's the naming of tonight's players, a player of the game. And in fact, in the losing cause, we certainly would pat the back of people like Carson Mettler, Alexa Morin Baxter, who played well tonight, 13 kills. Macy Wathen with 15 unofficially to lead the way. Mettler had 7, but did so many other good things tonight. And Stevens, I think, will get better, but Pierre did appear to be the better team in this one so far. So we'll look on the winning side for player of the game nominees, but let's first hear from Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre, and your player of the game is next.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Fill up your tank and your stomach at the same time. Heading to the campground, fishing the waters, Cowboy Country Store is ready for you. Feed the family while on the go with delicious foods. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Fresh baked pastries, coffees, regular and breakfast pizzas too. Convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores and Champs Chicken in Pierre and Fort Pierre.
Cowboy Country Stores with the player of the game. Nominees will include Avery Kaiser with 21 kills, a couple of blocks, a couple of aces, actually 25 points for Avery on this night. She was up here to talk to us and did a great job, but obviously she was our player of the game the other night, and I'm one who likes to spread the wealth, so we will look to other candidates in this one. McKenna Schleckaway had 9 points tonight, 7 kills and a couple of blocks. Lily Sanchez did what Lily Sanchez does. She's going to have a lot of nights like this. 6 spot kills, had her for 17 assists, couple of blocks, a service ace. But I'm going to go with the one who served up that that play of the game when the Governors ran off 11 in a row. Reese Terwilliger had 7 kills and had 3 big kills in that last game to kind of turn the tide, along with another service ace. Had 3 aces and in the 7 kills tonight. Reese Terwilliger with the peanut butter cup tonight. She is tonight's player of the game. We'll get her a t-shirt noting her accomplishments courtesy of Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre and River 92.7 Sports. As the Governors behind Terwilliger, Kaiser, and well, everybody, a good team effort tonight, a 4-set win over Rapid City Stevens in this one. And they're 2-0. They'll play Rapid City Central tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and we're on the air again at 1:30 with that one. Aberdeen Central defeating Rapid City Central tonight 25-16, 25-18 in the first 2 sets. Central comes back with a Rapid City Central comes back with a 25-19 win in the third. So Aberdeen at last check had a 2-1 advantage in that one. The other match going on in Double A tonight had Mitchell getting off to a sluggish start against Sturgis. They dropped a 25-17 set score to the Scoopers in that first one, but Mitchell came back with a vengeance and finished them off 25-13, 25-11, 25-11. So Mitchell 1-0. Sturgis now 0-2 to start the season so far. Of course, in addition to volleyball, tomorrow we've got high school football with the Governors opening up their season against Aberdeen Central, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff here on River 92.7. The AA scores that are going on tonight, there are five of them. T area leading Huron still 45-0 in a running clock third quarter. Brookings leads Watertown 19-3 in Brookings late third quarter. Still at halftime, the score out west had St. Thomas More leading Spearfish 21-0. Belle Fouche leading Douglas still late first half 14-8. Yankton having no trouble with Mitchell tonight 45-6. That game in Mitchell. Steve Steele, who I talked to yesterday, said Yankton going to be a pretty good team and one to watch this season. Of course, tomorrow it's Pier in Aberdeen along with Sturgis at Rapid City Central, among other 11 AA games going on this weekend. So we hope you can join us as, let's mention there still is football going on. DRG Media Group Station, Stanley County playing at DeSmet, but, I take that back. That game has gone to a final. It was 36-0 at halftime, so there would have been running clock in the second half. The Buffaloes fall to 0-2. DeSmet beats them 36-7. DeSmet is fifth ranked in Class 11 AA and in 11B on 94.5 KPLO. It was Mount Vernon Plankinton toward the end of the game leading Miller Highmore Herald 30-12 in that one. One other score I want to check up on in Class 9B, Sully Buttes with a 24-6 lead. That was the last check at that one was at halftime. A couple of other things. They had Jones County beating Sunshine Bible 41-0 this afternoon. David Burrell will put scores on DRGnews.com tomorrow or at some point in the later in the weekend or into Monday. Lyman leading New Underwood tonight as well, 40-0. A lot of other good things. We'll talk football tomorrow night here when the Governors host Aberdeen Central on River 92.7. Before we let you go, we remind you the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety says always buckle up, seatbelts save lives, and they celebrate being a part of a team. We're glad to have you as a part of our team as well. The Governors, a good team tonight. The final score in the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, Pier defeating Rapid City Stevens 3-1, 25-21, 18-25, 25-9, and 25-21. For Jordan Lettmer and the camera crew of Live Ticket, you can watch this one over at drgnews.com, live on demand. We'll have them here tomorrow, and for Heather Williams in studio as well. Keep in mind, doubleheader tomorrow. Volleyball in the afternoon at 1:30 here in Rapid City Central. Football to open the Governor's defense of their fifth straight State 11 AA championship. And tomorrow night, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kick against Aberdeen Central. Thanks for joining us tonight. You've been listening to Pier Governor Volleyball. Your official voice of the Governors is River 92.7, stations of DRG Media Group and DRGnews.com.
Pier Governor Volleyball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by Bank West, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Capital City, Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, and the Brittany Shufflebine Agency. Governor Volleyball is brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, American Bank and Trust, Yesway, Pier Regional Airport, Nystrom Electrical Contracting, and Access Health Fort Pier. And Governor Volleyball is brought to you in part by Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, TMA, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Gators Pizza, Pasta and Subs, and Bauman Lumber. These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Volleyball, Potsipa Agency, State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection, ComTech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service. The proceeding has been a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports on the official voice of the Pier Governors, River 92.7.